Hey, Danny, what kind of Play-Doh tastes the best?
You're not supposed to eat it, Jeffy.
But it smells so good.
Hear ye, hear ye. Art thou ready for our date tonight?
Hear me. Watch me smack my pee-pee.
Wait, baby, why are you dressed like that?
Because we have a date tonight, Marvin.
We do?
Yes, Marvin, a week ago you said we could go to the medieval times where we can eat turkey legs and mashed potatoes with our bare hands and watch people battle to the death.
I don't remember making those plans.
But you did, Marvin.
Well, baby, we don't have a babysitter for Jeffy. We can't go.
You said you already got Jeffy a babysitter.
I did?
Yes!
I don't remember saying this. Well, hold on. This Slinky's about to go down the stairs.
Hey, Marvin!
What do you want, baby? I'm doing something.
Can we go on a date, Sam?
Yeah, sure.
Can we go, like, next weekend?
Whatever you want.
Can we go to medieval times?
Yeah, sure.
Will you make sure that Jeffy has a babysitter?
He already has one.
What, really?
Well, yeah, just leave me alone, please.
Okay, thanks, Marvin.
Oh, I just want to do my Slinky.
Oh, now I remember.
So are we going?
Well, baby, see, here's the thing. Hey, Dad,
use this.
Wait, what's that?
It's a book of excuses. I use it all the time.
Good thinking, Jeffy. Well, baby, see, I'd love to go, but my cat, dog, gerbil, hamster is sick.
Marvin, are you just reading a book of excuses?
No, baby, can we just go another night?
I can't believe you forgot!
I didn't forget. Don't cry. We're going.
We are?
Yeah, I was just joking. I didn't forget. I remembered everything. I even got Jeffy a babysit already.
You did? Oh my gosh, Marvin, let's go. I'm so excited.
Yeah, let's go. But hold on. Before we go, I have to go use the bathroom. So just wait right here while I use the bathroom. And then we're going to go, okay?
Okay, hurry.
I can't believe I forgot my date night tonight. Where am I supposed to find a babysitter at the last second?
Man, these cookies are hot. This oven is hot. Man, it's hot as hell.
Oh, Chef Peepee. Hey, Chef Peepee.
Oh, hey, Marvin. You want a hot-ass cookie from this hot-ass oven? Because, man, it's hot.
No. I actually need a favor from you. I was wondering, could you possibly babysit Jeffy tonight?
No, I can't babysit Jeffy. Jeffy's the worst kid ever. I would rather die.
Well, no, I just don't have any other options, so can you please babysit Jeffy, please?
You know what, Marvin, I would love to, but, unfortunately, I'm gonna be in the hospital with third-degree burns.
Wait, what? Okay, I don't have any other options. I'm calling the only person that can help me.
Hello?
Hey, I really need your help.
No, man, come on. You're always calling me to be a cop or a doctor or a plumber. You never just call to hang out. I feel like you're using me.
I'm not using you. I just really need your help.
No, you know what, man? It's my day off and I'm just not in the mood.
But buddy, I want to hang out.
Buddy? Hang out?
Yeah, I want to hang out.
You really want to hang out with me?
Yeah, you're my best friend.
Best friend? Really? You mean it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I want to hang out. Like we could slam back a few brewskis, and we could stay up all night and tell scary stories.
Yeah, just come over.
Okay, can I spend the night?
Spend the night?
Yeah, like I could bring my pillow, and we could make a pillow fort. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, whatever gets you over here faster. Just get over here.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to sneak out so my wife doesn't see. I'm so bad.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute, buddy. He's here already? Hello?
Hey, buddy, I drank 3 energy drinks in the car on the way here because I want to make sure I have enough energy to stay up all night long. I even brought my lucky pillow. I've had it since I was 5 years old. I chew it whenever I get nervous. Can you tell I'm nervous? All the kids in high school used to make fun of me because I would bring it to school and chew it in class. But you're not going to do that, right? Because we're best friends. That's what best friends are for. Go on, chew it.
I'm not chewing that.
No, it's okay if our slobbers touch because we're slobber pals.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay, so I was thinking first we would get manicures and then we would tell scary stories and then have a pillow fight and then braid our hair. Or we could braid our hair and then have a pillow fight and then get manicures and then tell scary stories. It doesn't really matter which order we do it in, as long as we do it all. But we'll have plenty of time to do it all because we're going to stay up all night long, right?
Yeah, we're going to stay up all night long. So actually, there was something I need you to do.
Did you just ask me over here to do something for you?
Yeah. The thing I need you to do is to not go easy on me on the pillow fight.
Okay, buddy. Ow. How was that?
That was really good. So come inside so we can have our sleepover.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Marvin, where have you been? You took forever. We need to go now.
I had to wait for the babysitter.
Well, where is he?
Hey, everybody. I'm here.
Is this the babysitter?
Babysitter? What the hell are you talking about? No, I'm Marvin's best friend. I'm here for the sleepover.
Sleepover?
Yeah, baby, the sleepover. So this is the babysitter, and I told him he has to watch Jeffy all night because I want to go to the beach and watch the sunrise with you.
Aw, really?
Yeah, so go wait in the car.
Okay.
All right, so what do you want to do first? I think we should watch a scary movie.
A scary movie?
Yeah, is it okay if whenever I get scared, I hide behind you and do this?
Hold me.
Hey, Dad, can I pick the movie?
What the? Your son is here? I thought this was just going to be a sleepover with two best friends, just you and me.
It is. So obviously, I'm a dad, so I have to wait for my son to go to sleep. So I was thinking we could put on a movie, and then when he falls asleep, we do all our fun sleepover stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, so what movie should we put on to help him go to sleep?
We should put on the most boring movie ever. How about The Good Dinosaur? That movie sucks.
Yeah, so put that on and watch it with him, and I'm going to use the bathroom.
If you're constipated, you can chew on my pillow. That's what I do when I'm constipated.
Ew, no!
All right, let's find The Good Dinosaur. Where's Disney Plus?
Can we watch Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse?
No, we cannot watch Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse. Do I look like a little kid to you?
Will you give me the remote?
No, give me the remote!
All right, good.
All right, fine. We can watch Mickey Mouse's Dumbhouse.
All right, baby, are you ready?
Yes, Marvin, I'm so excited. Let's go!
All right, let's go. Oh, wait a minute. Darn it. I forgot my wallet inside.
That's okay, Marvin. I have money.
No, baby, I'm not going to let you pay for our date night. It'll just take me a few seconds. Hold on.
Hurry!
It's the Mickey Mouse Trap House. Come inside. There's crime inside. Trap House!
I love you, Mickey Mouse.
He can't hear you.
All right, Mouseketeers. Today we're going to find out what happens when you snitch.
You get stitches.
Oh, Toodles.
Ugh, I hate Toodles. He's dumb.
All right, Mouseketeers. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to look at your snitch, you grab your gat, and you go splat, splat, splat. Let's try it out.
No, Mickey, I promise I'm not lying.
I'm totally crap, Goofy.
No, Mickey, put the gun down.
Oh, no, they shot Goofy.
I didn't realize we were watching an extremely goofy homicide.
All right, I'm back.
Good, because your son's trying to ruin the sleepover.
What's he doing?
He's watching Mickey Mouse's Trap House.
Jeffy, I told you not to watch that anymore. Go to bed.
Don't you have a date to go on with your wife?
No, he has a sleepover to do with me.
No, he has a date to go on.
Wait, is this a date? Because I thought it was a sleepover.
Oh, no, it's not a date. Jeffy, go take a bath.
Who, me? I'll take a bath.
I want to take a bath.
Oh, no,
he told me to take a bath first.
Well, no, I got to take a bath.
No, you're going to use all the hot water. Hey, do you have bubbles?
Touch my bubbles and you die.
Oh, okay, how about this? Flip a quarter and then whoever gets head takes a bath first. Okay, I got to use the bathroom again, so go figure that out.
Okay, fine. I'll get a quarter. All right, I got a quarter. If it's heads, that means I get to take a bath first. And if it's tails, then you get to take a bath first.
All right.
It's heads, I get to take a bath first, haha.
Oh, man, I wanted to take a bath first.
Yeah, you sit here and enjoy your stupid little show. I'm going to go make Santa Claus beards with the bubbles.
Oh, man, I wanted to do that.
And guess what? I'm going to use all the hot water.
Oh, man.
There, my bath is ready. Ooh, let's get in. Oh, yeah, that's what Daddy likes. Oh, look at this, rubber duckies. Oh, it's so fun. Oh, no, what if there's sharks in the water? Protect me, duckies. He killed all the sharks, good duckies.
All right, you like your hot bath? Well, try some lava.
What the hell are you doing? That's lava. No, let's get out of here, duckies.
Marvin, I'm so excited.
Well, we're on our way. Hold on, my phone's ringing.
Marvin, not while you're driving.
Okay, I'll stop the car. Well, hello?
Hey, man, what the heck?
What's wrong?
Your son just ruined my bath. Where are you?
I'm still in the bathroom.
Marvin, who's on the phone?
Whoa, you get girls with you in the bathroom? Man, you're a player.
Well, what do you want?
I want you to come back here and tell your son to knock it off.
Give me a few minutes. I'll be right there. Baby, we have to turn around.
Why?
Because I want to wear a costume like that.
Marvin, we don't have time for this.
I'm too underdressed. I want to dress like that. I don't look like a barbarian. Look, we'll turn around. It'll only be a few minutes. All right, I'm back. What's going on?
Your son ruined my bubble bath by pouring hot lava in the bathtub.
Hot lava? Where'd you get hot lava from?
From my lava lamp.
You know that's not real lava, right?
Yeah, it is. Why else would it be called a lava lamp, dummy? God, you're so dumb. I mean, you're my best friend, but you're dumb.
All right, let's knock it off. How about we all just go to sleep?
Well, I can't go to sleep. I already had 3 energy drinks. And besides, we're supposed to stay up all night long.
Okay, how about this? How about we pretend to go to sleep? Because if Jeffy sees us sleeping, then he'll go to sleep and then we can stay up all night.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, you're really smart. I take back that time I said you were dumb a minute ago.
Oh, okay, how about this? Let's all go to bed. Hey, Jeffy, let's go to bed. We're all going to cuddle.
Okay.
I'm all nice and cozy.
Wait, are you naked?
Yeah, I sleep naked, don't you?
No, I wear my clothes.
You sleep in the clothes that you wore all day that got all stinky and sweaty? Your bed must be gross.
Well, let's just focus on going to bed.
Well, I'm
going to
cuddle you because you're my best friend.
Wait, no, I'm going to cuddle because he's my daddy.
Not if I cuddle him first.
No, I'm going to cuddle him.
No, I'm going to cuddle him first.
No, he's my daddy. He's my daddy.
Pillow fight.
No. Stop that. Stop that. Stop. 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 No more pillow fights. Let's just tell scary stories.
Ooh, scary stories. Hold on. I gotta get Paul.
Paul?
Yeah, Paul the pillow. He's my pillow. I'm ready.
Jeffy, tell a scary story.
Okay. One time, I wanted pizza for dinner.
Oh, pizza's good.
And my daddy said no.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. And then instead of pizza, he gave me green beans.
Oh, no, not green beans. No, don't tell me anymore. I don't want to hear it. La, 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 la.
I have to get out of this. Oh, God, I got an idea. Why don't we play hide and seek?
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I want to play hide and seek.
Oh, okay. So you guys hide, and I'll be the seeker. So I'll count to 300, and do not, for any reason, come out until I find you, okay?
Wait, you're going to count to 300?
I'm a fast counter. I want to give you time to find the best hiding spot. So remember, do not come out until I find you. If you come out before I find you, you lose, and you're a loser.
Oh, okay.
All right. One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, I'm gonna go on my date.
All right, I'm ready.
Marvin, where's your costume that we had to turn around for?
Oh, yeah, my costume. Oh, darn it. I outgrew it. It's too small. There's rips in it. I don't have one.
Can we just go now? I'm starving.
Okay, I promise, baby, no more distractions. We're going.
Marvin, that dinner was amazing!
We ate mashed potatoes with our fingers.
I know, we ate like barbarians!
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
I did, but Marvin, you've been really weird tonight. What's wrong?
Well, I had to run back and forth, and I was really stressed out, and I haven't been honest with you, baby. So I did forget about our date, and I didn't get a babysitter, and so I called Brooke and Guy at the last second, and he wanted to hang out, and I lied to him and said I'd hang out with him, and I tricked him into babysitting Jeffy.
Marvin, that's so mean.
Yeah, that is mean.
What the?
I was hiding under the couch cushion.
Why?
Because we were playing hide and seek, remember? And I was down there for a long time, and I just thought, maybe he's just bad at hide and seek. But then, after a few hours, I realized you weren't coming.
Marvin, why is the babysitter naked?
Yeah, why is the babysitter naked? Maybe it's because he didn't know he was a babysitter.
I don't want my face down there. Look. Broken guy, I'm sorry. I did want to hang out with you.
Oh, really? So, if you didn't need a babysitter, would you have called me?
Well, I said...
Yes or no?
No.
Marvin, why didn't you just invite him to dinner?
Wait!
I wanted to go to dinner. I want to eat mashed potatoes with my fingers.
I need a babysitter. Why didn't we bring Jeffy? This is so stupid. Buddy. I'll make it up to you. What do you want to do? You want to go to dinner?
No, I want a friend.
I am your friend. How about we stay up all night and watch movies?
Really?
Yeah, and we can hang out and do manicures and gossip and all that stuff.
Will you chew on my pillow?
Yes, I'll chew on your pillow.
You're the best friend ever!
Boys are weird.
Isn't Paul delicious? He's so comforting to chew on.
Why is my side crunchy?
Oh, that's where all the dried spit is.
I'm still winning hide and seek.
Christmas. What do you want for Happy Honda Day?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Well, I'm dressed up like Santa Claus, and I'm trying to figure out what you want for Christmas.
I don't want anything for Christmas. Christmas is lame.
Marvin, don't be such a Grinch. Christmas time is for giving.
Yeah, dang, tell me what you want. I'm dressed up like Santa Claus.
Jeffy, Santa Claus isn't even real.
Wait,
what?
Santa Claus isn't real!
He's not! You're 17 years old, Jeffy. You have to find out eventually.
Marvin, don't tell him that!
Baby, he's 17 years old.
Marvin, fix it!
Fine, Jeffy. Santa Claus is real.
Then prove it!
Prove it? I haven't had to prove it before.
Marvin, just take him to the mall so he can sit on Santa's lap.
Baby, it's 10 o'clock at night. The mall's not open.
Well, then hire someone to dress up like Santa.
If you don't prove that Santa Claus is real, I'm gonna poke my eye!
Wait, don't poke yourself.
Ow!
Stop it.
Ow!
Stop.
Ow!
Jeffy,
ow!
I'm about to call Santa Claus.
Do you have Santa Claus's number?
Yeah, I have his number. I'm going to call him right now.
Can I talk to him?
But no, he's not allowed to talk to kids.
Why? Did he get into legal trouble?
He did. Listen, I'm going to go call Santa Claus. I'm going to invite him over here to talk to you.
Okay.
Come on, hurry up. Answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin. What do you need?
Hey, can you dress up like Santa Claus and come over? My kid wants to meet Santa.
Me? Dress up like Santa? No. See, that wouldn't work. Because I'm in too good a shape. See, Santa's supposed to be fat, and I'm not. I'm thin. I look amazing. Nobody would believe that I'm Santa Claus. I'm too hot.
Okay, well, do you know anybody that can dress up like Santa?
Well, I do have this one friend who's been looking for work and could really use it.
Does he look like Santa?
Oh, he looks exactly like Santa. It'll be perfect. When you see this guy, you're going to say, that's Santa Claus. It's like his twin.
Okay, then bring him over right now.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Okay, thank you. All right, baby, I got someone to dress up like Santa and come over tonight.
You did?
Yeah, I'm going to tell Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, Santa Claus is coming over tonight.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Is he gonna bring his reindeer?
No, he's gonna Uber. The reindeer are training for Christmas.
Oh, for the reindeer games.
Yeah.
Where they're gonna laugh and call Rudolph names.
Mm-hmm.
Like shithead.
What, Jeffy!
Or period nose.
Jeffy! Not use that language around Santa or he's gonna put you on the naughty list. Oh, that must be Santa. Let me go answer the door. Hello?
Hey, this is my buddy Vic I told you about.
What's up? I'm Vic.
You said you had a friend that looked like Santa.
He does look like Santa.
He looks like a criminal.
Well, I mean, he did just get out of prison.
Prison?
Well, yeah, he was in there for about 15 years.
Yeah, 15 long years. Oh, looks like Santa spilled.
Oh.
No.
Looks like Santa spilled. You're going to have to clean that up, bud.
Okay.
I'm not hiring him.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. He's harmless.
Harmless? What'd he go to jail for?
Well, I mean, nothing serious. Just some Grand Theft Auto, aggravated assault, third-degree murder.
Third-degree murder?
Right, third-degree murder.
Third degree. Just third degree. It's like the least bad kind of murder.
I'm sorry. I got that confused. It's third-degree murder. And I don't even feel bad about it. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
I'm not gonna hire him.
Oh, come on, really?
You're not gonna hire me? You're not gonna hire me? I'll crush your windpipe if you don't hire me!
You're gonna hire him?
Oh, you got the job, buddy.
I got the job! Oh, okay. Well, let's go meet some kids.
But before you meet my kid, can you please put a shirt on?
Oh, no. Vic doesn't do shirts.
No.
He says shirts make him feel constricted, like he's back in prison, and that makes him mad and he breaks things and kills people.
I don't break a windpipe if I have to wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no shirts, I guess.
No shirts.
Hey, Elf, bring me another beer.
Here you go, Santa. I'm this little elf.
Hey, so what the hell's going on over here? I need to get paid. I got a meeting with my parole officer after this. So where's this kid at?
Jeffy, get in here.
Oh, Santa Claus?
Yeah, kid, I'm whatever you want me to be.
Marvin, who the hell is this?
It's Santa Claus. Jeffy, why don't you sit on his lap?
Yeah, come here.
I don't want to sit on his lap. What if he has a big wiener?
You don't got to worry about that one, kid.
What the hell is that?
Those are his jingle balls.
But Jeffy, just sit on his lap and tell him what you want.
Oh, okay.
What do you want for Christmas, kid?
I want your Gucci Xbox.
Yeah, we'll get you that one. We'll get right on that one, kid.
Yay! Gucci Xbox!
Yeah, now I need you to get out of this because I need to get paid.
Okay.
All right, so I need to get paid now. Put it in my hands. I need the money.
How much does he need?
I don't know, like 20 bucks?
No.
What, more? 50? 100 bucks? $100.
Yeah, it'll work, kid.
Let me find 100. Oh, okay, here it is.
Pleasure doing business with you, kids.
Well, okay, let's see. This is my house.
Not anymore, kid.
Okay, I'll see you later. Just please get out of my house without breaking anything else.
I guess I'll get out of here then. See you, nerds.
I'm never calling you again for help.
I understand.
Yay! I'm getting a Gucci Xbox!
Marvin, I need to talk with you.
Jeffy, can you go to your room?
Yeah, I'll go make room for my Gucci Xbox.
Marvin, how could you invite that man into our house? He looked like a creep!
I know, baby, but if I didn't hire him, he was going to strangle and kill people.
What?
Look, baby, all that matters now is that Jeffy got to meet Santa and he's happy.
Yeah, but what was that thing Jeffy asked for?
He asked for a Gucci Xbox. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Okay, I'm going to grab my laptop so we can look it up. Oh, my God.
What, Marvin?
That Gucci Xbox that Jeffy wants. It's $10,000!
What? We can't afford that!
I know. Why would he ask Santa for that?
Marvin, what are we going to do?
We're just going to have to tell Jeffy that Santa ran out of Gucci parts at the North Pole.
Marvin, we have to get him that Xbox. Otherwise, he won't believe in Santa.
Jeff! That's where I told Santa Claus I wanted. That's the Gucci Xbox.
Yeah. We just wanted to Google it to see what it looks like.
Yeah, and for your record, if I don't get that, then that means Santa Claus isn't real, and I'm going to scream, and I'm going to poke my eye.
Jeffy, Santa Claus is going to get you that. He's going to get you that exact one.
All right, well, I'll be back in my room.
Marvin, why would you tell him that?
I don't know. I choked. I was under pressure. Look. We will figure something out. We can just get him a regular Xbox and write Gucci on it in Sharpie.
Oh, no.
Hey, man.
What do you want?
Well, listen, I felt kind of bad that Vic conned you out of $100, so I got him to do something that I think you're really going to like.
I don't want anything from him.
No. You're going to love it. It's great. So, in about 30 seconds, Vic is going to break in through your window and pretend to be Santa Claus delivering presents.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Why would you tell him to do that?
Well, come on. It'll be really cool, because then, your son is going to see him, and he's going to think Santa Claus is delivering presents.
No, don't let him do that. Stop him. I don't want him to do that.
Too late. That's him.
Ho, ho, ho. It's Santa Claus here to deliver the presents.
You do know impersonating a Santa Claus is punishable by death.
Well, we meet again, Santa Claus.
I thought I put you away. For good!
You should have killed me.
Maybe I will.
If you strike me down, I'll probably die.
That's the point! Wait, what are you doing?
Something I should have done a long time ago, Santa Claus.
Enough of this!
That didn't sound good. Just stay right here.
Oh, no.
Vic, what's going on in here?
Look, man, I don't know. I just snapped. I don't know.
Oh, my God, Vic, you killed Santa Claus!
Look, when I was younger, I never got the gifts I wanted as a kid, so when I saw him, I just snapped, okay?
Vic, where the hell did you even get a lightsaber?
Look, I keep that thing on me at all times.
Oh, Vic, you're going to go away for a while.
I'm not going anywhere!
Vic... Santa Claus! Santa, are you okay?
Do I look like I'm okay, boy? I have a tree crushing my windpipe. I have seconds to live.
No, Santa, don't say that. What am I going to tell the children?
Tell them Santa's dead. He has died a violent death.
No, Santa, but what are they going to believe in now?
Hanukkah or something.
No!
You boys better find out who killed Santa Claus. It's a damn shame what happened here. The kids of the world will be devastated.
Hi, mate. Who do you think killed Santa Claus?
I don't know. Why would you even ask me that? I don't know. Why? It's not like I'm the kind of person who would, like, know the kind of person who would kill Santa Claus. I don't know.
Oh, mate, look at this. I found a beer bottle, and it's got saliva on it. We should test it for DNA.
No. I mean, that could be anybody's beer bottle. I mean, it could be mine.
Why would it be your beer bottle at this crime scene?
Because I have a drinking problem, and I like to drink, and I come here to drink sometimes, so it's probably mine.
Oh, well, I'm still going to test it for DNA.
No, Simmons! Damn it. I need to warn Vic. Hey.
What was all that noise?
So, Santa Claus is dead.
Santa Claus is real?
He's real dead is what he is.
What do you mean Santa Claus is dead?
Well, Vic kind of snapped. Like, he snapped Santa Claus's neck with a Christmas tree.
What? Vic killed Santa Claus?
Yeah, he did.
Well, go arrest Vic!
I can't do that.
Why do you protect this Vic guy so much?
Well, listen, me and Vic are childhood best friends. He always had my back growing up, you know? Like, when kids would give me wedgies, he'd cut their hands off. And if they gave me swirlies, he'd drown their entire family in a lake. That kind of thing. Honestly, I'm just kind of scared of him, and I don't want
to
do that.
Well, you have to go arrest him. You can't leave him on the streets. He's dangerous.
No. Look, I don't even want to talk about it anymore, okay? Everybody's happy. Your son's happy. He get to meet Santa Claus. We're all happy.
Well, I'm not happy. My son wants a $10,000 Gucci Xbox for Christmas.
Well, then just tell him no. Be an adult. Tell him that's an unreasonable thing to ask for. Look, Santa's dead. That should make it easy.
I guess you're right. The news is on.
Breaking news, MK. Santa Claus has been killed by an escaped convict named Saint Vicholas, also known as Vic. There's a $10,000 reward if you have any information on Vic that will lead to his arrest.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, you guys wouldn't.
Wouldn't what?
You wouldn't rat out my friend for $10,000.
Well, look, we really need the money. Look, Jeffy wants a Gucci Xbox.
Oh, come on, don't rat Vic out just for an Xbox. He's got a good heart. Well, actually, he has several good hearts in his fridge because he sells human organs on the black market.
You said that he got out of jail after 15 years, but the news says he's an escaped convict.
Well, yeah, he escaped after 15 years, but he was only supposed to serve 6.
6 years?
6 life sentences that he was convicted of. It would have been more, but they couldn't find where the bodies were buried because he ate them. So please don't turn him in.
Okay. Yeah. We won't turn him in, right, baby?
Of course not.
Yeah, we won't turn him in. But I have some more jobs for Vic to do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, thanks, man. It means so much that you're willing to help out my friend like this. What do you need him to do?
Well, my toilet's clogged, so do you think he can come unclog my toilet?
Oh, yeah, he's great at that. Oh, thank you so much. I'll go get him.
I'm gonna call the cops.
Okay.
Another cop. Okay, so just stand right there and wait a few minutes.
All right, are you sure Vic's coming?
Yeah, he's coming. So once you arrest him, I get $10,000, right?
Yep.
All right. That's him.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here to unclog your toilet.
None of those are toilet plungers.
I can make it work.
Come inside.
Hey, I really appreciate you hiring me. No one really likes to hire a guy who murdered someone.
Oh, yeah, I...
Where is your new room? What? You set me up!
Oh,
no!
Oh,
no!
Oh,
no!
Oh,
no!
All right, here's your $10,000 for ratting out Vic.
Thank you so much. All right, baby, we can finally buy Jeffy that Gucci Xbox now.
Yay!
Hey, how'd Vic do? Oh, you did not.
No, we didn't get that money by ratting out Vic.
Well, where'd the money come from then?
Slinging leg.
Which is it?
Both?
The Tooth Fairy slings leg, and I'm her pimp, and that's my cut for the month.
Oh, that makes sense. The Tooth Fairy's pretty hot. So, you think I could get an appointment with her? Huh? Do I have to lose a tooth first, or how's that work? Or does it happen during? Is she a freak?
I'm so sorry. The Tooth Fairy's all booked up for the month.
Oh, that sucks. Well, could you put in a good word for me next time you see her? I mean, I'll put a tooth under my pillow to get in bed with her, you know what I mean?
I'll put in a good word for you, buddy.
All right, thanks, man. I'm gonna go call Vic and see how he's doing.
Oh, no, don't call Vic. You heard what happened to Vic, right?
No, what happened?
Oh, yeah, Elon Musk is sending him to Mars.
Yep, he is.
Yeah, Vic is gonna be the first guy on Mars.
Wow, that's great. Good for Vic. I'm so glad he'll finally be remembered for something good instead of killing Santa Claus and all those other people.
Yep, so don't even try calling him because there's no cell service in space.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go home. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, let's go buy Jeffy this Xbox.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Jeffy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Are you ready to open up your gift?
Well, it better be a Gucci Xbox or else I'm gonna lose my shit.
What? Just open it. It might be that.
All right, let me see. A Gucci box? I didn't want a Gucci box. I wanted a Gucci Xbox.
Well, open up the Gucci box. There might be another prize in there.
All right, let me see. A Gucci Xbox! It's a Christmas miracle! Santa Claus is real!
Marvin, do we tell him that Santa died?
No. Let's just enjoy Christmas.
You sit right there until the judge can see you.
I'm not talking until I get a beer! You thought you can get rid of me? Remember, kids, be nice, not naughty.
And stepping dog poop.
Ew, no, Jeffy, why would you want to do that?
Because I like the sound it makes when I step on it.
No, Jeffy, you can't go outside and step in dog poop.
That's gross, Jeffy.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, if you're going to do it anyway, can you at least put shoes on?
Ew, Marvin!
But then I can't find my shoes.
What do you mean you can't find your shoes?
Well, they ran away.
How'd your shoes run away?
I don't know, but they did, Daddy.
Jeffy, shoes can't run away unless you're the one in the shoes running.
Well, I just can't find them, Daddy.
Did you look everywhere?
Well, I looked everywhere and I thought that they could be.
And where's that?
On my feet.
They're not on your, if they're on your feet, they wouldn't be lost, Jeffy. Look, I'm going to help you find your shoes.
All right, Daddy.
Jeffy, I found your shoes!
No way! I looked everywhere! Oh, booger! Why are you chewing my shoes? Bad booger, bad!
Now we have to get your new shoes, Jeffy.
Well, Daddy, I can step in dog poop without shoes.
No, Jeffy, we'll get your new shoes and you're not stepping in dog poop in them.
Did you find Jeffy's shoes, Marvin?
Yes, I did, but his pet dinosaur Booger ate them.
Oh, no!
So now we have to get Jeffy new shoes, and they're going to be so expensive.
Well, I could go to the thrift store and buy him a used pair of shoes.
Yeah, just do that.
Can you give me the Poop Stompers 3000?
No, Jeffy, you're not going to stop and poop in your new shoes.
Okay, I'll be right back. Marvin, I'm back.
Oh, my God, those shoes are cool.
Mommy, those shoes are the tits.
How much do those cost?
They were only $20, Marvin, and the owner of the store said Michael Jordan used to wear these when he was a kid.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah!
Well, they're about to belong to Scotty Poopin after he gets unstepping in dog poop with them.
Or Shaquille O'Neal.
Or Fecal Jordan.
Jeffy, put these shoes on.
Daddy, look, these shoes fit perfectly.
Well, you better take care of them, Jeffy.
Oh, don't worry, Daddy. I'm only going to step in the finest dog turds with these babies.
You better not, Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeffy, actually take care of these shoes. Look, I bet your friends are jealous. Go show your friends.
Oh, you're right, Daddy. I bet you they don't have dog turd stompers like these babies. I'll be right back.
Oh, I mean it again!
When do we get a turn?
We're playing Make It Take It, so whenever I miss it, that's when you get a turn. But I don't miss.
We're going to be here all night.
See?
He keeps making it. He just keeps making it.
Forever. See, watch. Do it again.
Finally he missed. We get a turn.
Yeah, okay, finally. Now it's my turn.
Hey, guys, can I have one?
No, we haven't even had our turn yet.
Cody, just let Jeffy have a turn. He probably sucks at basketball. He's going to miss this shot anyway.
Okay.
Whoa, he made it. Oh, you know what? New rules. Everybody has to shoot from way back there because we're shooting from way too close.
Okay. From right here?
Yeah, from right there. He's totally gonna miss this.
Yeah.
What? You made it from there?
Heck yeah!
Well, you have to make it from the balcony now. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna miss that.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffy, try to make it from up here.
Dude, I can't even make it from up here.
I know, I'm trying to get Jeffy to lose his turn.
All right, watch this. Heck yeah!
How did he make it? I know a shot that you definitely can't make. Come on. All right, Jeffy, for this next shot, you have to shoot the ball over the balcony and make it to the goal.
But Junior, that's impossible.
And you have to do it over your head.
That's even more impossible.
Just go sit by the goal and see if he makes it. All right, Jeffy, shoot the shot.
All right.
Whoa, he made it.
Dude, he just doesn't miss.
What? He made that?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, when's he ever going to miss?
I don't know.
Did I make it?
Yeah, Jeffy, how are you so good at basketball?
I don't know. It must be the new shoes I got from Michael Jordan.
What? Michael Jordan used to have those shoes?
No way, dude.
Oh, this is like that movie, Like Mike.
What?
What?
Well, you know that movie where the kid gets Michael Jordan's shoes and they make him good at basketball?
That never happened.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying that Jeffy's only good at basketball because he has Michael Jordan's old shoes?
I mean, maybe.
Wait, so you're saying as long as he's wearing those shoes, he's never gonna miss?
I guess.
Jeffy, let's try it. All right, Jeffy, try to make a shot.
All right.
All right, now take the shoes off.
All right.
Try to make another shot. He missed!
It's the shoes!
It's the shoes! Oh, my God. So if Jeffy's wearing those shoes, he could be in the NBA. He'll never miss. He'll win, like, 25 championships. Oh, my God, that's awesome! Who could that be? Hello?
Hey, man.
What are you doing here?
Hey, do you have any eggs?
Eggs?
Yeah, my wife wants to make scrambled eggs, but we don't have any eggs.
Why didn't you go to the store?
Well, because that costs money, and I figured I could get them for free from you. I mean, you're not going to say no, right? I came all this way.
They're in the fridge.
Thanks, bud. Ooh, I'm going to get a drink while I'm here, too. Ooh, and maybe some chips. I mean, he already said yes to the eggs. He's not going to say no to that.
Dude, he just doesn't miss!
What? What's that all about?
Come on, Jeffy, make it again.
Yeah, come on.
Guys, I've already made it like 300 times.
I know, just do it one more time.
Please.
What's going on in here?
This kid can't miss when he shoots the basketball.
What?
Yeah, he just can't miss a shot. He's been making them all night.
No way, show me.
Yeah, try this shot, Jeffy.
What?
See, he just doesn't miss.
Wow, kid, you should go pro.
Well, he's really young, he can't go pro yet.
Huh, yeah, you're right. But he's not too young for me to use him to hustle some people down at the gym. Hey, kid, come with me to the gym. I think you guys are good enough to beat the national champs.
Wait, really?
Yeah, come on.
There they are. They're legit.
Best!
Oh my God, they're really good.
Yeah, there's a reason they won the championship.
You think we can beat them?
Not you, your friend. But a basketball team needs five people, so also you.
Okay.
I'm gonna go see if they'll accept the challenge.
That's what I'm talking about, Tron! That's what I'm talking about!
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, what do you want?
I'd like to make a little wager.
A wager?
Yeah, I'd bet this kid and his friends could beat you and your team in a game of basketball.
You know we're the champions, right?
Well, yes, sir, I do know that, which is why I'd be willing to bet $50,000 that this kid could beat you in basketball.
$50,000? Oh, you serious, dude?
Oh, I'm serious.
You don't have $50,000.
Hey, so we have a deal?
Hold on, let me see. Hey, y'all think we can beat these little kids in a basketball game? Right? Yeah, you got a challenge.
All right, I'll get the rest of the kids.
Hey, and if we win, you never get to touch a basketball another day in your life. You got that?
I don't know how you'd ever enforce that, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, kids, you ready to make me $50,000?
What?
He thinks we can beat a professional basketball team.
But we can't beat a professional basketball team.
Well, not on your own, but Jeffy can. He never misses.
Yeah, guys, I think we can do it.
All right, come on.
All right, what scrums are we going up against?
They're right there.
Check out the half-court shot.
Almost, okay.
Almost
made that. Y'all saw that, right?
Yeah,
almost.
It's
the effort that counts.
It's the effort.
But that was pretty good.
Yeah.
We're going up against them?
I think so, dude.
Don't worry. Your friend here can't miss. Isn't that right, Jeffy?
Right. I don't miss anything. I just keep making buckets.
Okay, let's do this.
Hey!
I didn't think you'd actually show up.
What, do you think I'd make a $50,000 bet involving children and not show up? No, we're here and we're ready to play. Where's your team?
Oh, my team's here. Hey, guy and one girl. Come here. Yeah, my team's here.
And we got another guy in the bathroom.
But we're here.
All right, let's play then.
Well, let's play then.
Okay, let's play.
Be prepared to never touch another one of these ever again in your life.
Well, that's not really much of a change for me, but all right, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Ow. All right, you guys ready for tip-off?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, y'all, look, he's wearing a diaper. We're playing against a baby.
It's gonna be easy.
Jeffy, don't let him get in your head. All right, you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What do I do? What do I do?
Pass it to Jeffy.
Yeah.
He made that? Oh, no. Come on, guys. Oh, it's on now.
Oh, my God. You see that three-pointer? Way to go, Jeffy.
Good shot, Jeffy.
On you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, sir. What? It's on me, baby.
Damn it. Come on, guys. Step it up.
Oh, dude, I love basketball.
Pass it to Jeffy.
No, dude, I got this.
Pass it to Jeffy.
Oh, dude, I'm going to make it. Watch this. Oh, dude!
Are you supposed to pass it to Jeffy?
Dude, let's just eat popcorn!
Ugh.
Oh, yeah!
That's what happens when you don't give the ball to Jeffy.
Well, I'm sorry, dude.
Pass the ball to Jeffy.
God. Jeffy. Oh, where you going, Jeffy? Where you going?
I'm going this way.
We losing! We don't lose!
Oh my God! Another 3 points! We are killing it!
You ain't got this? You ain't got this? Oh, here you go, Tron!
Get out of my house! This is my house!
Tighten up, Tron! Tighten up! Yeah, come on!
Yeah, I don't know what to do! I don't know what to do!
Pass the ball to Jeffy!
Yeah, but he's so far away, though!
Well, yeah!
You got the ball stolen away from a girl?
Yeah! A girl did that! A girl did that! Yeah! You girl! You girl!
That happened because of you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, 6-6. A tied game. Come on, we got this!
Where you going? Where you going? You ain't making another shot today.
Junior! Alley-oop!
Okay!
Y'all see me dunk you?
Yeah, that was crazy!
Yes, the shoes!
Yes, those shoes!
The shoes!
Shoes? You can't cover me. You can't cover me.
Hey, he took my shoes.
How do I keep getting the ball?
Just pass the ball to Jeffy.
Hey, Jeffy.
No.
Wait, no, you take it.
No, I don't have my shoes.
He doesn't have his shoes. Time out.
Hey, you can't call time out.
Time out, time out.
What's going on? Why'd you guys call timeout? One more shot and we win.
Someone took my shoes.
Yeah, someone took his shoes.
What? Okay, I don't even have legs. Who cares? Why do you need shoes?
There's something we didn't tell you.
What?
The shoes he had on, they used to belong to Michael Jordan. They were magical shoes, and it made him where he wouldn't miss a single shot.
What? Oh, I don't have time for this shit. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Well, okay, where's the shoes?
Number one took them and number 11's eating them.
Yeah. Eat that. You deserve it. You earned it.
What? Okay. Forget about the shoes. Okay, you never needed the shoes.
Actually, we did.
Yeah, they made them where he didn't miss a shot.
Okay, well, we're just gonna have to do without them, okay? Because you can do this, okay? I know you can do this. I believe in you. Just look deep within yourself, okay? Because if we lose this, I'm gonna go bankrupt and I will never be able to touch a basketball ever again. Although I'm a lot less worried about that one. So get back out there and just get one more shot. That's all we need.
Okay, let's do it.
Come on, let's play. One more shot wins the game. Oh, what's the matter? You can't make a shot without your magical shoes?
Actually, I cannot. Cody, here.
Cody, shoot it.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. Just shoot it.
Okay. I made it! We won!
We won!
Yeah.
We won!
We love!
Oh my God! We actually did it! Cody, you made the shot! You won that! You didn't need shoes! You did it!
Oh my God!
Woo.
Oh my God! They did it! Those kids won! They actually pulled it off! I could kiss you! I'm gonna kiss you! I'm gonna end up on some kind of list, but I'm still gonna kiss you!
Do it again.
Cody, we won! Let's go celebrate!
I gotta admit, those kids... they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that one kid probably just got lucky, but still, yeah, we won, so where's my money?
Yeah, deal's the deal. You'll get your money.
All right, awesome!
Hey, Daddy!
Jeffy, what happened to your new shoes?
Somebody ate them.
No one ate them, Jeffy! Stop lying!
Daddy, you have no idea the truth behind what I just said.
Hey, Marv!
Brooklyn guy.
It's $50,000 guy now.
$50,000
$50,000? How'd you get all this money?
Well, because your son helped me win a $50,000 bet.
But I scored all the points.
No, you didn't score the game-winning shot. But I still want to thank you by giving you some of this money.
Where'd you get some of that money?
Well, I mean, I'm going to give it to your dad because that seems more responsible.
Okay, how much are we getting?
You are going to get $100.
$100?
Yeah, you can buy your kid some new shoes.
Hey, Dad, can we get the Poop Stompers 3000s?
Yeah, let's go.
Sweet.
Can't really pick it up.
I got you.
Wait, no, give it. I need it.
Oh, sorry. All my money, I just...
So, baby, we haven't had alone time in a while.
I know, Marvin. We've just been so busy with Jeffy.
But I think Jeffy's in his room right now, so we can be alone.
Oh, okay.
What? Jeffy, stop it! Why?
Take me to Disney World.
What, Disney World? I can't take you to Disney World right now.
I gotta show Mickey Mouse my ducky toy.
Mickey Mouse does not care about your ducky toy.
I gotta show him that it squeaks.
He's not gonna care that it squeaks.
See, look.
I see that it squeaks, but Mickey Mouse does not care.
Mickey Mouse is gonna go, oh, that's a cool ducky toy, Jeffy. Hot dogs.
What? Okay, he might say that, but there's no point going to Disney World just for him to say that.
And then Goofy's gonna say, gosh, Jeffy, that sure is a cool ducky toy.
Okay, well, look, we don't need to go just for you to say that.
And then Pluto's gonna say, bark.
Okay.
And then Donald Duck's gonna go, blah, 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 ducky toy.
Okay, well, look, listen, you already did all the voices, so you don't have to hear them say it.
Well, no, I gotta go to Disney World!
We're not going to Disney World, Jeffy.
If you don't take me to Disney World, I'm gonna squeak my ducky toy all day!
Marvin, how about we try distracting him with something?
Like what?
I don't know, maybe a scavenger hunt?
Ooh, a scavenger hunt. That would distract him for a long time. Hey, Jeffy, we got something. You got something cooler than Disney World.
What?
A scavenger hunt!
What's that?
It's like a treasure hunt, but with no treasure at the end.
So then why would I do it?
Well, because there's a prize at the end of the scavenger hunt.
Is it Disney World?
Maybe, or it's something cooler than Disney World.
What's cooler than Disney World?
Whatever the prize is at the end of the scavenger hunt.
Well, I don't want to do it.
Well, you're going to do it. Okay, how do we start the scavenger hunt?
Let me write down the clues and hide them around the house.
Okay, look, the scavenger hunt's about to start.
All right, Marvin, I hid all the clues.
All right, let's get Jeffy started on the scavenger hunt, and then we can be alone.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to start the scavenger hunt?
No.
Well, you're going to do it anyway. All right, clue number one. Got a runny nose?
No.
Let me finish. Or dust on your shoes?
No.
No need to cry.
I'm not.
Simply hunt for... What would you hunt for?
Rabbits.
Rabbits? How'd you get rabbits?
Well, you know how they say, oh, it's rabbit season. I'm hunting rabbits.
It's not rabbits, Jeffy. Look, if you had a runny nose, what would you wipe your nose with?
My arm.
Ew.
Well, okay, well, if you had dust on your shoes, how would you get the dust off?
I'd wipe them on the carpet.
Well, if you're crying, what would you do?
Get over it.
Jeffy, you're supposed to answer the riddle.
Rabbits.
It's not rabbits!
Marvin, maybe we should help him with this one.
Okay, the answer is tissues.
Tissues? How is it tissues? You've never heard anyone say it's tissue season. I'm gonna go hunt some tissues.
Why'd you put hunt?
Well, it's a scavenger hunt.
You should have put look, because now he thinks hunting is rabbits. All right, look, Jeffy, the answer is tissues. Go find a box of tissues.
And then I get to go to Disney World.
Well, there's gonna be another clue on the tissue box. Just go find a box of tissues. Okay, now that Jeffy started his scavenger hunt, we can be all alone now.
Yeah, we can.
All right, Dad, I found the tissues.
Jeffy, you're not supposed to bring the tissues to us.
Why? I won. Now I get to go to Disney World.
No, I never said that. You have to finish the scavenger hunt. You have to find the next clue.
Well, where's Dad at?
Flip it over, Jeffy. It's on the bottom.
Look, there's a clue, Jeffy. Read it. Go on the scavenger hunt. Leave us alone.
I can't read it.
Why?
My eyes don't work.
Yes, they do, Jeffy.
I turned them off.
Baby, read it.
One hand is longer than the other, but you don't need a dock. It has numbers 1 through 12. I think it's time to look at a...
boat.
Boat? How'd you get boat?
Well, because there's a dock right there, and that's where you park a boat.
No, not that kind of a dock. A dock like a doctor.
Well, then why didn't you write doctor on the clue?
Well, what rhymes with dock, Jeffy?
Lock.
Well, you add a C in front of that.
Clock?
Yeah, the answer is clock, Jeffy. Go find a clock.
Well, how does a clock have hands?
Clocks have two hands, and one is bigger than the other.
No, they don't have hands!
Yeah, they do, Jeffy. They have hands on their face.
Oh, you guys are smoking something. I'm gonna go find the clock, and it better have hands, and it better look at me with its face.
Just go find a clock, Jeffy. That's where the next clue is. All right. Hopefully, Jeffy is distracted right now with the scavenger hunt, and we can be alone now.
Yeah.
All right. You guys got some explaining to do. I don't see the hands, and I don't see the face, and I don't want
to
see them.
Jeffy, every time you find something, you're not supposed to bring it to us. You're supposed to figure it out on your own.
But I want to see your face and hands.
Jeffy, it's just called a clock face.
Do you see a face?
Jeffy, it's right there.
Yeah, Jeffy, the face is right there.
Oh, then you guys better definitely give me whatever you're smoking, because I don't see a face or hands. Did a scary face? Did you look like this?
Ooh. No, Jeffy, it's not looking like a scary face. Look, there's a clue on the back of the clock. Flip it over.
Huh? Read it.
But no, Jeffy, we're not helping you anymore. The whole point of this scavenger hunt is for me and Mommy to have some alone time. So look, you need to go figure this out. Look, go get some friends to help you.
Okay, so at the end of this scavenger hunt, am I going to get to go to Disney World?
I don't know. There's a prize at the end of the scavenger hunt, and I don't know what it is. What is it? Don't tell me. Look, just go on the scavenger hunt, get some friends to help you, and you might possibly go to Disney World.
Because I'm going to be really pissed if I do all this scavenger hunt and I don't get to go to Disney World.
Look, just go through all the clues, please. Okay, we're going to be alone now. Hey, Cody, check out my cool new remote control car.
Oh, cool. Can I play with it?
Yeah, just don't break it.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Yeah, just be very careful with it.
Let's see.
No! Cody!
Oh no.
It better not be broken.
I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, can you guys help me with my scavenger hunt?
What, a scavenger hunt?
Yeah, my mommy and daddy told me that if I completed it, they would take me to Disney World.
Oh, cool. Can we go?
Yeah, I want to go to Disney World.
Yeah, if you guys help me with my scavenger hunt, then y'all can go to Disney World with me.
I want to go to Disney World. Okay, Cody, let's help with the scavenger hunt.
Okay. Let's see. Getting a little hungry? Perhaps you have a date? Search for this round item. A meal fits nicely on a...
bowl.
Yeah, it's bowl.
Yeah, you eat bowl. Cereal in a bowl, so it says getting a little hungry, so you eat out of a bowl.
Yeah, and it's round.
Okay, let's go in the kitchen and find a bowl.
Okay.
All right, guys, the bowl is in here. Look, there's the bowl right there.
Yeah, we did it!
We get to go to Disney World!
Yeah!
Cody, there's a piece of paper under that plate.
What's this? Let's see. But it's another clue!
Why would they put a clue under the plate? It was supposed to go under the bowl.
Yeah, what's it say? Need to wash your hands without water? Oh my, what a miser. Maybe you need a bottle of...
water?
Well, no, it says without water.
Who washes their hands without water?
Yeah, that's gross.
That is gross. A bottle of shampoo?
Well, I mean, you'd still need water to wash it off your hands.
Ooh, Sprite. You can use a bottle of Sprite to wash your hands.
Well, you could, but then your hands would just be sticky.
Hey, guys, look, there's another clue over here.
Another clue?
Why is it under a bottle of... hand sanitizer.
Oh, that rhymes with miser.
Yeah, they're supposed to rhyme.
Oh, okay, so what's this clue say?
They always have a good view, but they won't send you a bill. Look under a window. The next clue is on a...
stripper.
What?
Look, they have a good view, and they won't send you a bill.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true, but why would a stripper be under a window?
Huh. What else could it be?
Ooh, binoculars. They have a good view.
Oh, yeah, binoculars. Okay, we gotta look for binoculars.
Ooh, a duck.
Yeah, they don't send you their bill. They keep their bill.
Yeah, a duck with binoculars would have a really good view and a bill.
Yeah, so we gotta find a duck with binoculars that strips that's under a window.
Yeah.
Start searching windows.
Here, ducky.
I got some money to throw at you.
Hold on, guys. I'll do the ducky call.
Are you guys looking under the window?
Yeah.
I just don't see them. Oh, guys, I found a clue! But where's the duck with the binoculars?
He probably got tired of standing here and went home.
Huh, well, he left this clue on this windowsill. Let me read it. The sun is bright today, even through your eyelashes. Perhaps you should protect your eyes. Look for a pair of...
Safety goggles.
Yeah, you gotta protect your eyes and put on safety goggles.
That's gotta be it.
All right, guys, go look in the drawers in the kitchen for safety goggles.
Okay.
No.
Check that one.
Okay. Ooh, I found some sunglasses.
What, sunglasses? I thought it was safety goggles.
Must have been sunglasses. Let's see what the clue says. This thing can show you lots, even pictures of Pooter. It has keys and a mouse. Why don't you look for a computer? It's computer.
It's computer?
Yeah, I look at pictures of Pooter on my computer all the time.
Well, let's go to the computer! All right, Cody, there's my computer.
All right, show me some Pooter.
Oh, we found a clue!
Are you covered in slime? Well, I will be when I get done using this computer. Do you need a good scrub? Grab some soap and water and head for the handy-dandy...
sink!
It's gotta be sink.
Yeah, because it says, do you need a good scrub? And you scrub your hands in the sink with soap and water.
Yeah!
All right, let's go to the sink and get the next clue. All right, guys, do you see the clue?
No, I don't see it.
I don't see anything.
Guys, the clue has to be in the sink, because the sink is the answer.
Yeah, check under the sponge.
Okay.
No, it's not there.
Well, look, grab the last clue. Maybe we're missing something.
Okay. It has to be sink, see? Because it says, do you need a good scrub? Grab some soap and water and head for the handy-dandy sink. It has to be sink.
It has to be sink. Wait. Cody says, the handy-dandy. Maybe we have to call a handyman, because the next clue is inside the sink, and we need a handyman to get inside the sink.
Yeah, that has to be it.
Okay, let's call a handyman.
Okay.
Hey there, you call a handyman?
Yes, sir. We need your help getting a clue that's inside the sink.
A clue? What are you playing, Blue's Clues? How'd the dog even get its paw in the sink? How did Steve draw that?
No, we're doing a scavenger hunt, and one of the clues is inside the sink.
Well, it's kind of mean of the person who put the scavenger hunt together to hide it in a sink like that. I mean, what do you even get for winning the scavenger hunt?
If we win, we get to all go to Disney World!
Yeah!
Really? Can I go?
Yeah, everyone gets to go if we win.
Oh, okay. Let me just open up the sink and see if I can find your clue.
Yeah, the clue should be in there.
Oh, let's see here. It's not in there.
What? The clue is not in there?
No, I opened up all the pipes and I checked all of them and then put them all back together and there was no clue in there.
Oh, no, it has to be in the sink.
Well, do you even know for sure that it's in the sink?
Well, look, there's the last clue. Tell us if it's in the sink.
Oh, let's see. Are you covered in slime? Do you need a good scrub? Grab some soap and water and head for the handy dandy... Guys, come on, it's shower.
It's the shower?
Yeah, obviously. That has soap and water and that's where you scrub. It's gotta be the shower.
Okay, let's go check the shower.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're in the shower. Do you see any clues?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, guys, I found a clue. It's in the bathtub.
Oh, it was bathtub.
Oh, yeah, bathtub.
No, it was shower. See, because the shower is connected to the bathtub. So I win, me.
Let me read the next clue. All right, these things can be very sharp. They aren't for beginners. If you need to cut out a shape, just look for some...
Knives.
What, knives?
Yeah, it's gotta be knives. They're sharp, they're not for beginners, and they cut things.
Yeah, knives!
Yeah, it's gotta be knives.
Alright, then let's go in the kitchen and get some knives!
Yeah!
Oh, man, just got done cleaning the entire kitchen.
Guys, the knives are over there!
Let me see.
Gee, what are you doing in the kitchen? And be careful with those knives!
We're doing a scavenger hunt, Chef Phoebe.
Well, why are you messing up my kitchen?
Because if we win the scavenger hunt, we all get to go to Disney World!
Ooh, can I go to Disney World too?
Yeah, if we win, we all get to go!
Oh, well, why is he messing with those knives?
Because there's a clue on one of those knives, Chef Phoebe.
There's not a clue on those knives, Junior. I just watched those knives. They're spotless.
Well, then help us with this, because we think the answer is knives.
Well, let me see. These things can be very sharp. They aren't for beginners. If you need to cut out a shape, just look for some... It's scissors, Junior!
What, scissors?
Yes, it's scissors, Junior. You can't cut out a shape with a knife. You need scissors.
Well, guys, Chef Pee-Pee says the answer is scissors.
Nah, he's dumb.
Yeah, it's not scissors.
Yeah, it's not
scissors,
it's
Junior.
It's not scissors, Chef Pee-Pee. Where are the scissors at then?
Oh, they're right here. There's a pair right here.
Wait, guys, Chef Pee-Pee was right. The answer is scissors. Come over here. The clue. All right, guys. The last clue is in here.
Is this the last clue? Well, yeah, because it says last clue right there. You haven't gone bonkers? Perhaps you should color with crayons or your brand new car!
It has to be car!
So we can drive to Disney World!
Yeah, that makes sense! I think we're all getting new cars!
We all get brand new cars? We can't even drive yet!
Wait, who do we go to get the cars?
My dad, because he's the one who set this whole scavenger thing up!
All right, let's go get them!
Yeah!
Car!
Sorry, Marvin, I just woke up. I was just so tired after making that scavenger hunt.
But we've been alone for so long, and Jeffy's been distracted. We could have been doing so much fun stuff, but you've been sleeping the whole time.
I'm sorry, Marvin, but now we can do whatever you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We get brand new cars! We get brand new cars! We get brand new cars!
Hey! What is everyone talking about?
Well, we finished the scavenger hunt, so now we get brand new cars.
Yeah, we're ready for our brand new cars.
And the trip to Disney World.
Well, where'd you guys get car from?
Well, Danny, the last sentence of the last clue says, perhaps you should color with crayons or your brand new car.
Bonkers doesn't rhyme with car.
Well, no one's saying that it does. We just want our cars.
Well, yeah, the trip to Disney World.
The answer is not car.
Well, then what is it? Is it jet ski? Because I'll ride to Disney World on a jet ski. That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
No, baby, show them what it is.
Okay. I'll read it to you. Is this the last clue? You haven't gone bonkers. Perhaps you should color with crayons or your brand new markers.
You're joking, right?
Yeah, where's the car?
What? You're telling me that we did this entire scavenger hunt just to get markers?
They're washable.
Yeah, so if you like color on the walls, we can wash it off.
But we're still going to go to Disney World, though, right?
Yeah. Disney World, right?
No one's going to Disney World. You get markers, Jeffy. You go color with your markers.
So you're telling me no Disney World, no new cars, and I only get markers?
They're washable markers. 10 of them.
You motherfucker! Father!
What do you want, Jeffy?
Can we play with my volcano?
Volcano? No, Jeffy, it's gonna make a mess.
Oh, make my volcano erupt, Daddy!
Jeffy, stop it. Where'd you even get that at?
I found it.
You didn't just find it. Why are you wearing goggles?
Because I am a scientist. It is a scientific fact that all scientists wear big, goofy goggles. So in other words, let's blow shit up, Daddy.
Jeffy, language!
We're not gonna play with the volcano because I don't want to make a mess.
Come on, Marvin. Support his scientific, creative imagination. Just do it, Marvin.
Hell yeah, Mommy.
Okay, fine, we'll do it, but I don't want to make a mess.
All right, Daddy, I'll go grab a towel. I have a feeling this baby's a squirter.
Jeffy, your volcano's ready.
Heck yeah, Daddy.
Jeffy, what are you wearing?
It's my scientist outfit, Daddy. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a lab coat so I don't stain my clothes.
That's pretty MF'ing sweet.
Jeffy, I don't think your volcano works. I put sugar, spice, and I put it very nice, and it didn't erupt.
Well, it's because you forgot the secret ingredient.
What's the secret ingredient?
Right here.
Ew, Jeffy, what is that?
Piss.
Jeffy, you're not putting your pee in a volcano.
Jeffy, you need to drink more water.
I'm talking straight kidney stones, Mommy.
Jeffy, you're not putting that in the volcano.
Well, I have to, Daddy, because it makes it erupt.
It's not going to erupt.
Yes, it will. Watch.
What? Whoa, it worked.
See, Daddy, I told you it would work.
Sugar. Spice. And everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect little volcano. But Professor Marvin and Jeffy purposefully added an extra ingredient to the concoction. Chemical piss. Thus, the Powerpuff Jeffies were born! Using their ultra superpowers, Jeffy, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil!
Dun, 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 dun.
Powerpuff Jeffies, what do you want?
We want to fight crime!
Yeah!
That's what we want to do!
Well, go fight crime. I'm trying to watch TV.
Powerpuff Jeffies, initiate diaper smacking sequence.
Oh, look at the TV! Crime! There's crime on the TV!
Breaking news, MK. A monkey is going around and stealing women's purses. No one has been able to stop him, and the police are asking for someone to help.
Oh no, you guys gotta stop Mojo Jojo.
We gotta stop him!
He's such an evil monkey!
Bananas, let's go!
I don't know why I'm walking around at night all by myself carrying my expensive purse with lots of money in it.
Mojo Jojo, what's your purse? So give it to me!
Ah, Mojo Jojo!
Give me your purse! Ha ha!
Someone help!
Ha ha ha! I stole a purse!
Stop right there!
Mojo!
Jojo!
Oh, Powerpuff Jeffies! What are you doing here?
You better give me that purse back right now!
That's stealing!
Bananas!
I don't know why I sound like an Asian stereotype, but you'll never get this purse!
Well, you gotta give that purse back!
Oh, what are you going to do about it?
Beat your monkey ass!
Oh! Is that all you got? Okay, that hurt a little bit. Curse you, Powerpuff Jeffy!
We got our purse back!
We saved the day!
Yay! Let's go home! Hey, Danny, look, we got this lady's purse back.
We'll give it back to her.
Don't have to.
Do have to.
No, Danny, because we're going to get the money out of her for a reward.
That's stealing, Jeffy.
No, it's not, because she would have never got the purse back if it wasn't for us.
That's wrong.
No, and we also found this. I think it's a whistle. Must be broken. It's not making a noise.
Jeffy, that's not a whistle.
Then what is it? Is it a push plug?
What?
Or that.
Jeffy, put that down. Stop bothering me.
No, Daddy, I want you to explain what this is. Is it a fishing pole?
No, it's not. Okay, Jeffy, look.
I'm going to teach those Powerpuff Jeffies a lesson for beating me up. I wrapped this bomb up to look like a present. So when they open it, kaboom! Just like Hiroshima.
And that's why women are in a bad mood all the time. Jeffy?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. Can you explain it again? I wasn't listening.
I'll answer the door. Just stay right here. Hello? Hello? There's no one here. A birthday gift? It's nobody's birthday.
So, Daddy, girls really put these in their butt?
What? Yes, I don't know, Jeffy. Look, there's a birthday gift at the front door.
Well, it's not my birthday.
It's making it sound.
Well, I can't hear anything because I got tampons in my ear.
It is making a ticking sound.
Bubble, you said it today.
Yeah.
Don't mention it.
Who would send a bomb as a birthday gift?
They don't like us.
We need to beat them up again.
Well, whatever makes you guys leave and stop bothering me.
Breaking news, MK. A monkey has just robbed a bank and got away with a couple $100,000. The police are asking for your help to find the monkey.
He robbed a bank?
That monkey just never learns. Let's go get him, guys.
I can't believe I, Mojo Jojo, just robbed a bank and got away with all of this cash. And no one can stop me now that I defeated all of the Powerpuff Jeffies.
Stop right there.
Mojo.
Jojo.
Powerpuff Jeffies, I thought I blew you away with this bomb.
Nope.
What? Dang it.
All right, guys, beat him up. Hey, gang, look, we got all the stolen money back from your bank robbery.
We'll give the money back to the bank.
No, that's our reward money now.
No, it's not your reward money. Look, Jeffy, you can't keep keeping the things that you get back from the people that stole them.
Yes, we can, because the good things that we're doing need to be rewarded, and so this is our reward.
Look, Jeffy, you three were given great power, and with great power comes great responsibility. You're like Spider-Man. Spider-Man saves people, and he doesn't get paid.
Well, because he's an idiot. He wants to save all those people and not get paid. See, firefighters get paid. Police officers get paid, paramedics get paid, and so we need to get paid. So, paper, cash, cash, green cash, paper.
No, look, Jeffy, look, look, most superheroes don't get paid. Spider-Man doesn't get paid, Batman doesn't get paid.
Well, Batman doesn't need to be paid because he's already a bajillionaire. See, I need to be paid because I need cash, because hoes aren't cheap. They want filet mignon, they want designer, they want Gucci, they want Louis Vuitton, they thirsty.
Well, Jeffy, listen, you're not keeping this money, give it back to the bank.
The upper.
You do have to, Jeffy.
No.
You're just like a
no, criminal. No, talk to Dan, because Jeffy don't want to listen. I'm keeping the money.
Ha-ha, it's time for those Powerpuff Jeffies to die. I got a skunk, and he's filled with poisonous gas. And as soon as he farts, and those Jeffies smell it, oh, they're going to die. Come on, skunk.
Jeffy, what are you even going to buy with all that money?
Bow toes and toes, Daddy.
What? No, Jeffy, that's not a good reason. Give it back to the bank. Ah! A skunk! How'd a skunk get in the house?
Oh, no, Daddy, but let's check its dirty pooper.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, just as I expected. A dirty little stink hole.
Wait, I don't want to look at its butt, Jeffy.
Yep, smells like acorns and spinach.
Wait, no, Jeffy, how'd a skunk get in the house?
I can talk to animals.
Oh, you want to talk to its dirty little pooper? Hi, I'm a dirty poop hole. Oh, but, blow me a kiss. But Jeffy, let her talk to the skunk.
Hi, Mr. Skunk. What are you doing here?
Hello. Monkey paid me to come here and kill you with deadly gas from ass.
Kill us?
Yes, he paid me $10 to come in here and lay a big heaping pile of shit right in your house, and then all of you die from exposure.
No, please don't kill us.
Well, I have to, because he paid me $10, and as you know, Russian money isn't worth shit right now, so...
I'll give you $10,000 not to kill us.
Deal. Thank you, lady.
But how'd you get the skunk to leave?
I gave him $10,000.
See, Danny, and you said that we should have given that money back to the bank. And if we would have done that, then the skunk would have killed us with his dirty little poop hole.
Oh, shut up, Jeffy. What? The news.
Breaking news, MK. A monkey is threatening to kill all of humanity with his death ray. The police are begging. Can someone please help save the world?
Ha 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 ha! Oh, now that the Powerpuff Jeffies are all dead, I, Mojo Jojo, can finally conquer the world and kill everyone with my death ray. And no one can stop me. Ha 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 ha!
Stop right there!
Mojo!
Jojo!
Dang it! Powerpuff Jeffies! I thought you were dead! How are you still alive?
But you were just that MFing good.
Well, it's time for you to die.
I can shoot fireballs from my head.
You killed Buttercup! Bubbles, get him! No, you killed Bubbles!
Down, one left. Time to die.
I wish I had some other power other than being a good leader. Oh, wait. I still got one more thing. The fishing pole.
Give me a gun.
Now that Mojo Jojo's dead, Buttercup, Bubbles, no!
So once again, the day was saved, thanks to Jeffy and his tampon.
What's wrong, Jeffy? Use your words, Jeffy. Jeffy, use your words.
No joke! Killed!
Okay, Jeffy.
Buttercup and Bubbles!
Well, Mojo killed Buttercup and Bubbles?
Yeah, Mojo Jojo had a death ray, and he shot Buttercup and Bubbles, and they died!
Well, oh, no!
Then, yes, oh, no! And then I had to take the death ray, and I had to go, pop, 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 and kill Mojo Jojo, and then he died!
Well, at least you're alive.
Facts.
So, what did I miss?
Where have you been?
I don't know. It just seemed convenient at the time.
Well, Jeffy had two twins, and they all had superpowers, and they were defeating this monkey who had, like, a tube brain, and his name was Mojo Jojo.
Aw, Marvin, you played with Jeffy today?
Well, no, we weren't playing. This all happened. Jeffy, tell her.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mommy, Daddy's a little cuckoo in the clock up here.
No, Jeffy, look at the shirt you're wearing. How'd you get the shirt?
You dressed me up like a girl and you said I was the prettiest girl ever.
What? No, baby, no, you gotta believe me.
Aw, Marvin, I'm glad you had fun today.
Well, no, we weren't playing. Jeffy, what do you want? Oh, no, he's gonna throw up.
Marvin, grab a towel.
Okay. Oh, come on, Jeffy, throw up a hairball.
Not again.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I was just cleaning myself down there and I got a hairball.
We told you to stop doing that. Take a shower like a normal person.
But I want to be a kitty cat.
You're not a kitty cat, Jeffy.
Now.
They're throwing at the door.
I want to come too.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, I just bought something really expensive and I want to show it to you.
Okay.
I just throw up a hairball.
Nice. All right, let me show you. Come on. There it is, Marvin. Just look at it.
You bought another car?
Not just any car. That's a collectible, Marvin. That's a Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. It's one of 800. If anything happened to that car, I would kill that person. I would literally put them in a crate and ship them to Madagascar to be with the lemurs so they can sing Move It, Move It. There was a fly on the windshield, and guess what happened to that fly?
You smushed it?
No, that would make my car dirty. I was literally like a frog, and I went, and I shot my tongue out 5 feet. I got the fly, and I ate it. And then when I pooped it out, I lit it on fire. So that's how important that car is to me, Marvin.
Well, then, if it's so important to you, why are you driving it?
Because I wanted to show it to you.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go inside and take a piss, and don't you let anything happen to this car, okay?
All right, I won't let anything happen to it.
All right.
Hey, Daddy, can you take my picture next to the car?
Yeah, just don't touch it. Let me get my phone. All right, Jeffy, say cheese.
Cheese.
But you're too close to the car. Get away from it.
Okay.
Hold on, let me turn the flash on.
Oh, you dropped your phone and hit the rich guy's car. Now you're going to go to Madagascar with the lemur.
What? No, I don't think it left a mark or anything.
Yep, it left a scratch, Daddy.
Oh, my God. Wait, did I cause that scratch?
Yeah.
No. It can come off.
It's not coming off, Daddy.
Oh, okay, look, he's not going to notice it. Look, it's nighttime, and it was there before I did that, right?
No, your phone hit it and did that.
Well, no, Jeffy, look, let's go inside, and let's not talk about it. Come on.
Ooh.
All right, Jeffy, do not say anything.
Hey, Marvin.
Ah!
Hello to you, too. Did you get done looking at my car?
Yep, we're done looking at it. It is gorgeous.
Did anything happen to it?
No, nothing happened to your car.
Well, my dad dropped his phone.
I dropped my phone on the ground and broke the screen.
How poor. Anyway, have a good day, Marvin. I'll see you later.
Yeah, Jeffy, come inside.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman, that's all it was.
Oh, what did he want?
He wanted to show us his new car.
Ooh, was it nice?
It was nice until Danny dropped his phone and scratched the hood of his car.
You did what, Marvin?
It was an accident. Look, Jeffy wanted a picture next to the car, and I tried to take it, and I dropped my phone and scratched it.
Marvin, what did he say?
Well, he doesn't know about it yet.
Marvin, you need to tell him.
Well, he's gonna kill me if he finds out.
Actually, he's not gonna kill you. He's gonna put you in a crate and ship you to Madagascar to be with the lemurs.
Marvin, he might appreciate your honesty. Steve.
He's not going to appreciate that.
So what are you going to do when he notices?
Look, it's nighttime. He's not going to notice it tonight. If he does notice it, it'll be tomorrow, and it won't be our problem. He'll think, like, it happened in his garage or something.
I think he noticed, Marvin.
Okay. I'm going to go answer the door and just make my funeral nice, okay?
All right, Danny. I'll send you a postcard to Madagascar.
Hello?
Marvin, what is wrong with you?
I'm so sorry. It was an accident. I didn't mean to do it.
You left your phone on the ground.
Oh.
And you told me the screen was cracked, and it's not.
Oh, thank God it didn't crack. I thought it did when I dropped it.
That makes you a liar. And I don't like liars, Marvin. Next time you lie to me, you're getting a spanking, and I'm going to cut your tongue off and sew it to my mouth. Then I'm going to have two tongues.
But here's your phone back. Take your poor phone. Who do you think you are, me? You can't just leave iPhones laying around on the ground. Ew, poor.
Okay.
There you go again. Jesus, Marvin. I can't deal with you right now, okay?
I think it actually is cracked this time.
So did he notice, Marvin?
Obviously not, Mommy, because he's not on his way to Madagascar right now.
Look, he just wanted to give me my phone back.
So he didn't notice?
No, and he's not going to notice, so we don't have to worry about it.
Unless I tell him.
Jeffy, you wouldn't.
Marvin, you wouldn't have to worry about that if you just told him yourself.
I'm not going to tell him because I don't want to die. And Jeffy, you're not going to tell him either.
Well, I'm going to tell him unless you do every little thing that I say.
Jeffy, we're not doing that.
All right, well, it looks like I'm going to call him and tell him what happened.
Okay, fine. I'll do whatever you want.
Oh, I don't want any part of this.
All right, Dang. The first thing I want you to do is give me a foot massage.
Ew, that's gross.
I just need to take my shoe off and get my sock off. All right. I really need you to get in between the toes.
You don't have toes, Jeffy.
Well, then get to rubbing my nub, Daddy.
That sounds inappropriate.
Okay. Ew. Stop doing that.
Oh, Daddy, rub my feet.
Ew, that's gross.
On you. Oh.
Okay, we're done. We're done with that. We're done with that. That's gross. Okay, so what do you want me to do now?
Oh, hold on, Daddy. I gotta go get ready and I'll give you your next task.
Get ready?
All right, Daddy. Put this on.
What, Jeffy, why are you wearing a bunny outfit and why do you want me to put one on?
Because we're gonna listen to Hop Hop and dance together for an hour straight.
Aw, I love the Hop Hop song.
I'm not gonna dance to the Hop Hop song for an hour straight.
All right, well, it looks like I'm gonna call Mr. Goodman and tell him what happened.
I'll do the dance. I just don't want to wear the bunny outfit.
Oh, you're gonna wear the bunny outfit.
I'm not wearing the bunny outfit. This is ridiculous, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy, you ready to start hop-hopping?
No.
All right, here we go. Oh, Daddy, you're not hopping.
Can we stop now?
No, we're only a few seconds into our hour.
An hour. I can't go any longer, Jeffy.
And done.
All right, Jeffy, can I take this ridiculous outfit off now?
Sure, Daddy, but just remember, before we go to bed, you gotta put it right back on.
I'm so glad I gotta take that costume off.
Marvin, I'm so tired after doing that dance. I think I'm gonna go to bed.
Yeah, me too.
Daddy, you still gotta do more stuff for me.
Come on, Jeffy, I just danced for an hour. I'm tired.
Well, I want you to shave your mustache off now.
What? Shave my mustache? I'm not gonna shave my mustache, Jeffy.
Yes, you are, and you're gonna give it to me.
What? No, Jeffy, my mustache makes me look good.
Who said that?
Well, Jeffy, I'm not shaving my mustache off.
You're gonna shave that mustache off, or else I'm gonna call Goodman.
Oh, okay, I did it. I shaved my mustache off.
Why'd it come off in one piece?
Oh, I feel so naked without my mustache. Can I please glue it back on?
No, Daddy, I'm gonna be you now. Oh, Jeffy, you're grounded. You gotta eat green beans and no fun things, bitch.
Jeffy, give me my mustache back.
No!
Marvin, are you coming to bed?
Give me a second, baby.
Ew, who are you? Wait. Who are you?
It's me, baby.
Oh, Marvin, I definitely wasn't talking to another man just now. Oh, you're back. Marvin, where'd you come from?
Just go to bed, baby.
Okay. Okay.
Jeffy, can I please go to bed now?
No, Daddy. Now I want you to dress up just like me.
Why?
Because I've always wanted a twin.
I don't feel like dressing up like you, Jeffy.
You're going to do it or else I'm going to call Mr. Goodman.
All right, Jeffy, I'm dressed up like you.
Oh, Daddy, look, you're like a little mini-me.
Yeah, what do you want me to do now?
All right, Daddy, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go,
I don't know how to do that.
Well, Daddy, it's easy. You just open your mouth like this, and then you go, No, Daddy, you gotta put some effort into it like this. No, Daddy, you gotta try hard like this. All right, I guess we'll work on that later. All right, the next thing I want you to do is smack your diaper like this. No, Daddy, you gotta put some hate behind it like this, like... like, bad pee-pee, you've been a bad pee-pee.
I don't think I can do it that hard.
Well, you gotta try, Daddy. No, Daddy, like this, like you gotta lay on your back and go...
I'm not gonna do that, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. Well, I guess we won't do the diaper smacking.
Okay, so I can go to bed?
No! Now you gotta fight my bully.
Well, I'm not gonna fight your bully, Jeffy.
Well, I'm getting tired of fighting him, so I need you to fight him, okay?
What? No!
All right, well, I'm calling him.
Wait, don't call him.
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello? Hey, loser, why are you calling me? How'd you even get my
number.
Well, I'm calling you because I don't want to fight you.
No, we don't.
All right, I'll be right there.
Okay. Yeah, I want to fight you at the front door. I want you to fight me like you've never fought anybody before.
No.
Okay, that's kind of weird, but all right, I'll do it.
All right, good.
Jeffy, I'm not going to fight your bully. He's a kid.
Well, he's on the way, Daddy.
I'm not going to fight him, Jeffy.
Oh, I think that's him at the door now.
I'm not going to fight him. I'm going to go talk to him like a normal person, and I'm going to de-escalate the situation. Hello?
Hey, nerd, you ready to fight?
No, I would not like to fight, young man. I think we should peacefully resolve this situation by using our words.
Clocked your ass.
All right, Jeffy, I fought him.
Daddy, you lost?
How do you know?
Because I'm on the phone right now, and he's bragging about it.
Ha ha, how's it feel to get knocked out, loser?
Daddy, I've never lost to him, ever. You stupid dog, you make me look bad. Ooga booga 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 booga. You know what? I actually didn't lose. You fought my clone.
You don't have a clone.
Yes, I do. Come to my house right now, and I'll show you that there's two of us.
There's someone at the door, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy, come on, that must be him. We gotta show him that there's two of us.
Me. Two of me.
Come on.
Two of us.
Hello? Goodman, oh no, did you find out?
Find out about what?
Nothing. Why are you crying?
Oh, Marvin, it's awful. This is what happened. I was driving down the road in my brand new Lamborghini, and all of a sudden I see an Amazon Prime truck driving right in front of me. So I speed up and crash right into it. And then I sue Amazon, and Jeff Bezos settled out of court for a measly $100 million. And that's all they think my life is worth. A measly $100 million. But the worst part is, Marvin, my Lamborghini, one of 800, is total, and the front of it isn't even recognizable anymore.
It isn't?
Why are you so happy about that? It was one of 800, Marvin. I figured you'd be sad. I could have been killed.
Oh, no, I just can't believe the front of it's not recognizable anymore. You hear that, Jeffy? So I was shocked. What are you going to do now?
Oh, I already bought another one.
What, you did?
Yeah, now it's one of 799, because I totaled the other one, obviously. But it's the same color and everything. You like it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it back there.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, so why are you dressed like that?
Oh, my son bet me to dress like this.
Oh, that's cute. Anyway, I'm gonna go drive my brand new Lamborghini. See you later, Marvin.
Okay, watch out for those Amazon Prime trucks.
Ha ha, Jeffy, you hear that? Goodman crashed his Lamborghini, so you can't blackmail me anymore,
Marvin, why are there so many people ringing the doorbell? It's late. Marvin! Jeffy! Ew! Marvin, I haven't heard or seen Jeffy all day.
I know, isn't it great?
Marvin, we should go check on him.
Look, the cops wouldn't care that he's missing until 72 hours have passed.
Marvin.
Okay, look, we'll go look for him. Ugh.
Jeffy,
where are you?
Jeffy!
What doing?
Jeffy, why are you so dirty?
Because I'm digging in China with my spoon.
Jeffy, you cannot dig to China.
Yes, I can. If I dig deep enough, I'll eventually reach the other side of the earth.
No, you'll never reach the other side of the earth.
Are you saying the world is flat, Daddy?
No, I'm not saying it's flat, Jeffy. You need a bath. You're so dirty.
I don't want a bath, Daddy. I need to finish digging to China.
You need a bath because you're a dirty, stinky boy.
Jeffy's a dirty, stinky boy.
Because you are a dirty, stinky boy.
I don't want to dig to China no more.
Okay, good, because you get a bath. You get in the bath right now. Come on.
All right, Jeffy. The bathtub is full, so get in the bathtub.
I don't want to get in the bath, Daddy.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub. You're dirty.
Bathtub.
Yes, you do, Jeffy. You have to get in the bathtub.
Nah.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub right now.
Oh, okay.
Baby, do you have the soap?
Yes, it's right here.
All right, Jeffy, you're in the bathtub.
He's drowning! Oh, my God!
I don't know what to do. Jeffy, swim! 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 Swim!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, our son needs CPR.
Why?
Because he drowned while he was in the bathtub.
He drowned in the bathtub?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to swim.
Well, you don't have to know how to swim to take a bath. You just sit there.
I know, but he did it wrong.
How do you take a bath wrong?
I don't know. Look, can you just give him CPR?
Ooh, I really wish you told me that before I came over, because I really took my time getting here. Like, I stopped for coffee and a sandwich, and it was like an onion and mayonnaise sandwich, so my cholesterol is through the roof. So now I get onion mayonnaise coffee breath, and if I give him mouth-to-mouth with that, it's going to be pretty gross.
Look, just give him CPR. I don't care.
Okay, I'll try.
Hey, Daddy!
You saved him?
Yeah, that onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody
baby,
up.
Baby, can you move? Say it again?
That onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody up.
Oh, well, hey, well, Jeffy, are you okay?
Yeah, Daddy, but I'm never taking a bath ever again. That mean water almost drowned me.
Well, Jeffy, if you knew how to swim, that wouldn't have happened.
I teach swimming lessons.
What, you teach swimming lessons?
Yeah, I teach.
You're in the
lessons.
Way again.
Where do you want me?
Just right there.
Okay.
You teach swimming lessons?
I teach swimming lessons.
Well, Marvin, we should get Jeffy swimming lessons.
Yeah, Jeffy needs swimming lessons.
Well, good, because I teach swimming lessons.
Well, how much is the swimming lessons?
I charge way too much for swimming lessons.
Well, how much do you charge for swimming lessons?
I charge $100 for swimming lessons.
That's a lot for swimming lessons.
Yeah, some would say too much for swimming lessons.
Well, I think Jeffy really needs swimming lessons, so we should get him swimming lessons.
All right, come on back to my house, and I'll teach you some swimming lessons.
All right, Jeffy, come on. You're going to learn how to swim. All right. All right, baby. I'm about to go do swimming lessons with Jeffy.
Okay, Marvin. Have fun. I'm going to work on my tan.
Okay.
All right, boys. Sun's out, guns out, boys. Ooh, check out these guns. You see that? Yeah, I'm ripped. That's a swimmer's body. It's because I'm a lifeguard. All right, Jeffy, we're going to teach you how to swim like a dolphin because you almost drowned in the bathtub, so we're going to teach you how to not do that.
Are there narwhals in this pool?
Narwhals? No. No, there's no narwhals.
What about octopuses?
No. No, none of those either. I wish there were eight of those in there, but no, no animals in the pool.
Can we just start the lesson?
I'm sorry, what? Are you Jesus? How are you standing on the water? And also, why are you fully clothed in the pool?
I don't know what to wear.
It's a pool. Have you never been to a pool before?
I mean,
do you shower in all your clothes, too?
No, can we just start the lesson, please?
All right, Jeffy. The first rule of swimming is that you gotta make sure you eat a full meal before you get in the water.
Well, I thought you're not supposed to eat before you get in the pool because you'll cramp up.
Okay, that's a myth. See, they just don't want you swimming to your full potential. No. You gotta eat a whole bunch of food before you get in the water so that you have a lot of energy to go swimming, okay? So, Jeffy, I want you to woof this down. You get it? Woof? Because they're hot dogs? It's a swimmer's joke. All right, Jeffy, eat all this food.
Okay. I'm done. I'm so full, my stomach hurts.
Good, good. That pain is telling your body that you're ready to swim. We call that swimmer's pain. You know, that's how Michael Phelps won all those Olympic medals. He ate a whole plate of hot dogs before every race.
Is that true?
I don't know. Google it. All right, Jeffy, you ready to swim?
I'm scared of the water. I'm afraid it's going to hurt me.
No, the water's not going to hurt you. Here, check the... Whoa!
See? The water bit you!
No. It didn't bite me. It's just really, really cold. You know, I'm already a grower, not a shower. So when I get in there, it's just going to fall off. All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
Oh. How about you get in first, you know, because he's kind of scared.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no.
Can you just hurry up and get in the water?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't just float on top of the water like you, okay? It's cold.
Oh, just hurry up, you're a swimming instructor, you're supposed to be okay with cold water.
Well, it's really cold, okay? Does your son really need to learn how to swim that
bad? Just get in the water.
Okay.
Is it really that cold?
Yeah, it's cold, okay? All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
I'm scared.
No. If I'm in the water, you're going to get your ass in the water, too.
Jeffy, get in the water.
I'm scared.
How about you just encourage him by, like, showing him how to swim?
Okay. Hey, Jeffy, look. I'm going to teach you how to doggy paddle, okay? This is how doggies swim.
No. Doggies can't swim. They're not fishies.
Doggies can swim.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to prove to you that dogs can swim. All right, Jeffy. I got your dog. I'm going to show you he can swim.
What? No.
There you go. Yeah, doggy paddle. You're doing it wrong.
He's paralyzed from the neck down.
Why didn't you tell me that before I put him in the water?
Well, I thought you said all dogs could swim.
Well, not paralyzed dogs. I'm sorry, Jeffy.
I'm definitely not swimming now that you killed my doggy.
Oh, no. Okay, look, I have a cat. He can probably swim. He's kind of like a dog. Oh, hold on, I'll get him. Ow! Stop scratching me! Come here, you little... Get in the water. Yes, yeah, swim! Come on, swim! You want to scratch me, a little... See, he's swimming!
I'm not getting in the pool now! It keeps hurting animals!
Look what you're doing. You're making him scared of the pool.
No. The pool's not hurting animals. I'm hurting animals. Don't blame the pool.
Well, show him the kid he's all right.
He's okay. See? Meow. Meow, I'm swimming. See?
I'm sorry. Look. Is there any? I thought you were a professional. He's scared of the pool.
I'm getting him in the pool. Just wait a minute. I got an idea.
What's so funny? You're killing my kitty cat.
Ahoy, Jeffy. It's me, Captain
Captain Crunch, don't you want to get in my boat?
No, that boat has holes in it.
Oh, no, no, these holes are for your legs so you can feel the water.
But the water is the scary part.
No, 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 it's not. I'd show you, but I don't have legs. But, hey, hey, rich people like boats. Don't you want to be like a rich person?
I guess. Will I get hoes?
Yeah, you'll get a bunch of hoes, but you gotta get in the boat first.
Okay.
Whee! Isn't this fun, Jeffy? Whee!
Whee! Should get out of the pool right now!
Oh, but look how much fun we're having!
Look, I paid you to give him swimming lessons, not float around in a floaty. He can't bring that to the bathtub.
Okay, listen, man. My plan is to flip over the boat so he has no choice but to get in the water.
No, he's gonna freak out!
Well, no, sometimes you just gotta rip the band-aid off, you know? He'll be fine.
Well, why can't you just teach him how to swim like a normal person?
I'm sorry, who's the master swimming teacher here? Okay, you see this? That's what SML stands for. Swimming Master Lessons, because that's what I teach. I teach people to become master swimmers, okay? Just trust me.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you just stay right here. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I'm not getting in your pool!
No, it's okay, you don't have to. Just stay right here.
What? What?
I'm gonna go underwater now.
What?
I'm gonna go underwater now.
Okay.
Daddy? Where'd the instructor go? That's you guys! That's you guys!
I hate swimming! You doing it?
What the hell? Oh, no! No, no, no! It's back! It's back in!
You see that? They can't get back to life and he tried to drown me.
Well, they do have 9 lives.
I guess that's true.
Dang, I want to go home. Take me home right now.
Uh-oh, but we're just trying to teach you how to swim.
Yeah,
you guys did was effed up.
Well, you already felt the water, so you kind of know what it's like to swim.
What is that?
That's a narwhal.
What? You told me there's no narwhals in the pool.
Well, not supposed to be.
Dang, I want to go home. Take me home right now.
Come on.
Okay, we're going to go home since you suck at being a swimming instructor.
Well,
today was a waste of time.
Clearly.
Baby, what happened to you?
Someone replaced my suntan lotion with cooking oil.
You look like an overcooked chicken.
Yep, because Logan's clearly never cooked chicken before. So I think he meant lobster. But we'll go with overcooked chicken.
You look like a lobster.
Thanks. How did Jeffy's swimming lessons go?
Bad. They were bad. They went really bad.
Mommy, let me tell you what this bald guy did. I was sitting there minding my own business on my little inflatable float, and then he got his friend to flip me over in the water and almost make me drown.
Marvin, that's so mean.
Well, look, at least Jeffy got in the water and kind of swam because he swam back to the inflatable thing. So Jeffy knows how to swim a little bit. So I think, Jeffy, you should go try to take a bath right now.
All right, Daddy. That's fine.
All right, we're going to go try to take a bath and see if he improves, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to take a bath?
Yep.
What, Jeffy? You cannot use this floaty every time you take a bath.
Yes, I can, because it's the only thing that saved me from drowning in that pool.
Jeffy, you can't use this floaty everywhere. I guess you just have to take showers for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Well, Jeffy, look, you have to learn how to swim, because what if one day you fall off a boat or something?
Well, then I'll just take this with me everywhere I go.
You can't do that, Jeffy.
Watch me.
Just get in the shower.
Lavelle, where'd you get that cool SML tank top?
SMLmerch.com.
Hey, Pooby, where'd you get that cool SML t-shirt?
SMLmerch.com.
Hey, Lavelle, where'd you get that cool hat?
Oh, SMLmerch.com, man.
Hey, Pooby, where'd you get that inflatable pencil you're using to look like your dong?
SMLmerch.com.
Oh, my God, and where did Brooklyn guy get that same exact tank top that you're wearing right now?
SMLmerch.com.
Oh, my God, and you can buy it for the puppets that we sell on...
Is it FMLmerch.com?
FMLmerch.com!
No way!
And every purchase you make from June 2nd to June 12th, you be entered in to win a signed Jeffy puppet!
Really?
Really?
FMLmerch.com!
FMLmerch.com!
Alright, Cross, today we're going to be doing animal dissection. So each of you should have a dead animal on your desk, and you're going to cut it open with the kitchen knife I gave you.
Oh, man, this is so awesome. I get to cut open a frog and see what its insides look like. Hey, Cody, what animal did you get?
I got a pig.
Blah! You got your mom! That means you get to see what the inside of your mom looks like. Every guy knows what that looks like.
Ha! Your mom's a hoe. But no, she's not.
Hey, you know the last time your mom was cut open was when you were born because you were a C-section?
Ha! C-section!
I wasn't a C-section.
Yeah, you were.
Ha! Yeah, you were.
What? Teacher, why are we playing with knives? It seems really dangerous.
Hey, Cody, catch!
But no, damn it! Joseph, don't throw that!
Watch, I'm gonna throw it when you least expect it.
Teacher, can I move desks? Or can you at least tell Joseph to cut it the hell out?
Krauss, be careful with the knives. You could poke your eye out with that thing.
Hey!
You're lucky, caught it!
Well, Cody, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I have a knife in my eye. Teacher, I'm gonna go to the nurse.
See, Krauss, that's why I told you to be careful. That's why you should always be wearing your safety goggles, even though I didn't provide any to you. And you can thank the school funding for that. But anyway, back to the animal dissection. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna cut down the abdomen of the animal that you have and pull out the stomach.
Whoa, dude! I cut his skull open? Now I'm gonna get his brains out! Oh, look at how squishy it is!
But Joseph, you were supposed to cut open his stomach!
But dude, I wanted to play with his brain! Look, watch this! Splat! It's sticky!
Oh, that's so awesome! No, I'm gonna get my brain out. Hey, Joseph, look! I got mine's brain out!
Oh, dude! I bet you won't throw it at the chalkboard!
I bet I will!
Oh, do it, dude!
After you get the stomach... Hey! Who threw the brain? I know the brains look fun and squishy, but don't throw the brains at the board. Maybe after class.
Sorry, teacher.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Cody, I didn't know you were a pirate.
I'm not a pirate, Junior.
Then why do you have an eye patch?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because Joseph stabbed me in the eye, and then the nurse had to put a Band-Aid over it, but it didn't help because I'm permanently blind for life. Thanks, Joseph.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy.
Did I miss anything?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to cut out your animal's brain and throw it as hard as you can at the board.
Really?
Yeah, he said like we could do it for fun.
And if you look up to the right, you'll be able to see your animal's heart. Who threw the brain?
Cody did it.
Cody, principal's office now!
But they said, are we supposed to do it? The brain, I was supposed to throw at the board.
No!
Screw you guys.
Sorry, Cody.
I hate this class.
Oh, I don't want to cut open this froggy.
What's wrong? It's already dead. Look at my pig. Look at his guts, his wiener.
Oh, okay. I guess I gotta cut open this froggy.
No, please don't do this.
You can talk?
Of course I can talk. I got 14 tadpoles and a missus at home. Please don't kill me.
I don't want to kill you, but my teacher says I have to.
No, you don't. You can harm me. Listen, I was captured against me will, and I've been playing dead ever since. Please don't let me die.
Well, I guess I can get you out of here. I can take you home and show you to my dad.
Thank you so much.
All right, Krauss, real quick, important announcement. You are not allowed to take your animals home. That's school policy, okay? So I'm going to come around to Krauss, and I want you to show me your animal's stomach.
Oh, no! What do we do?
Hide me and say I'll run away.
Oh, that's a good idea. But where to hide you? Oh, I know. Hurry, jump inside my diaper.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, where's your animal stomach? Wait, Jeffy, where's your animal at?
He got up and ran away.
What? He ran away? Krauss, everyone be on the lookout for a frog. Jeffy, do you know where we get these animals from? Area 51. Because they're extremely intelligent, but very, very dangerous. So we have to kill them and dissect them to prevent them from taking over the world. But don't worry, Jeffy. I will not rest until I find your frog. All right, Krauss, everyone can go home for the day. But make sure your animal is dead before you leave. And if you see that frog, make sure you call me directly.
All right, Mr. Froggy, let's get out of here.
Thank you so much. Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Guess what's in my pants? It's green and covered in warts.
Jeffy, if it looks like that, it's been infected. What have you been doing to it?
Well, Daddy, I had it out on my desk at school, and the teacher wanted to see it, so I put it in my pants and I came home.
What? Jeffy, if your teacher wanted to see it, we have to call the cops. There's something wrong with him. And we have to call a doctor because it's green and covered in warts. That means there's something wrong. Jeffy, your wee-wee's not supposed to look like that.
Well, it's not my wiener, Daddy.
Oh, well, then what is it?
Well, close your eyes and turn around, and I'll pull it out and show you.
I'm scared, but okay.
Thank God I'm out of there. Don't you ever change your diaper.
All right, Dan, you can turn around now.
What? It's a frog?
Well, yeah, I'm a frog.
Oh, my God, it can talk!
Oh, of course
course I can talk. You see my cousin in them commercials? Did you know that you can save 15% or more in 15 minutes on car insurance? Something like that.
What, Jeffy, where'd you get a talking frog at?
Well, I got it from school. The teacher wanted me to cut him open, and so I saved his life.
That's true. He's my hero.
Aw, Marvin, Jeffy saved that frog's life.
Well, frog, it's time for you to go back outside where you came from.
Well, you know, this frog has a name.
What's your name?
Frogger.
Well, Frogger, you can go back outside, you can get ran over by cars and pee on plants or whatever you need to do.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. All right. Well, Jeffy, I'll see you later, mate. Thanks for everything.
All right, bye, Frogger.
Marvin, I'll see you later, too.
Okay, bye. All right, Jeffy, no more bringing amphibians into the house.
What about frogs?
Frogs are amphibians, Jeffy.
Well, then why didn't you just say that instead of saying amphibians or something?
Oh, Jeffy, look, just no more bringing animals into the house, okay? So go to your room.
All right, Daddy.
Gotta call the chief.
Hello, who's this?
You know who this is.
Sergeant Frogger, you made it out alive, you son of a bitch.
I told you I'd make it out.
Great job, Sergeant. Now you know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Kill all humans.
Make them pay for all those frogs that died in those school dissections.
With pleasure.
What was that?
Sorry, I got a frog in my throat.
Hope it's not my wife.
Oh, man, I don't know what to cook tonight.
Oh, hello there.
Wait, is that a frog? Oh, I can make frog legs. Hey, give me your legs, Froggy.
Or we can make something different tonight. How about Chef Arms?
Chef Arms?
Yeah. One down, billions to go.
All right, baby, what movie do you want to watch tonight?
Ooh, let's watch a scary movie.
But which one do you want to watch?
You should watch Scream.
Roger, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi there, Marvin. You want to know what I'm going to do with this knife?
What?
I'm going to stab you in the rib. It will hurt. Get it? I'm going to stab you in the rib. It will hurt. Ribbit will hurt. Ribbit. I'm a frog. Frogs say ribbit.
You're going to kill me with how long you're explaining this joke.
What?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because humans have been slicing up frogs for years. I think I'm going to slice you up.
Oh, no.
Marvin, what do we do?
Look, there's a fly.
Oh, you think I'm going to fall for that? Ooh, get over here, little bugger.
Run!
Hey, come back here!
Run to the pantry, run to the pantry!
Boy, get back here, you!
Oh, baby, close the door, close the door!
I know you're in there.
Marvin, call the cops.
Wait, let me get my phone. Come on, answer the phone, it's the phone!
Marvin, open up.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh yes, please send help, 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 help!
Okay, what's going on?
There's a frog!
A frog?
Yeah, a big scary frog.
Sir, you're a grown man. Why are you afraid of a frog?
Because he's trying to kill me.
Okay, sir, I think you have ranidophobia. That's a fear of frogs.
Yeah, I have ranidophobia. I ran the f*** away from this frog trying to kill me.
Okay, frogs can't kill you. They're not dangerous. Except for poison dart frogs. They can kill you. They're very dangerous. They're all colorful. They look like candy, but if you eat them, you'll die. Is it a poison dart frog?
No, it's a really big frog.
Marvin, don't forget to tell him about the knife!
Who is that?
It's the frog! He can talk!
A talking frog?
Yeah, and he has a knife!
Sir, are you on something? Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay! He's trying to kill me!
Okay, sir, I think I could call you an ambulance so they can get you mentally checked out.
No, please just come help me. The frog's trying to kill me. I'm in my pantry, and he's trying to kill me, and he said he's gonna stab me in the rib. It'll hurt. He said he'll stab me in the rib. It will hurt. Ribbit?
Ribbit? Oh, this is a prank call! Bye!
No!
Marvin, open the door.
Marvin, it's not locked.
Did you say it's not locked?
Oh, no.
Open the door! Open the door! Marvin, open the door!
Hey, Mr. Frog, you what doing?
Oh, hey there, Jeffy. Me and your parents are just playing hide and seek.
Why do you have a knife?
Oh, we were just about to cut some cake and have some fun.
Help, Jeffy, help!
Why is she screaming?
She's saying, help! Cut the cake! She wants to help cut the cake, so that's what I'm trying to get in here.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, they're showing at the door. I'll go get it.
Yeah, go get it. Marvin! Here's Froggy!
Hello?
Jeffy, there's a tracker in the frog, and I tracked it to your house. Get to safety. I'll handle the frog.
Okay.
Come on, Marvin! I just want to slice you open!
Frogger, we meet again.
Jackie Chew,
What are you doing here?
You should have never escaped, because your death would have been quick and painless. But now you suffer.
No, you're gonna be the one that suffers long and painful.
We'll see about that. Two in the pig, one in the sea!
Oh, no, please! Give me a second chance, I'll change!
It looks like I'm eating frog legs tonight!
Thank you so much, Jackie Chew, for saving our life.
Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin, today's been a weird day.
Every day's a weird day in our life.
True.
Hey, Danny, look what I found. Can I keep him?
What? No, Jeffy, you can't keep any random animals that you found outside.
Marvin, what could go wrong with a pig?
Well, the frog tried to kill us.
That was a frog.
I guess you're right. I guess you can keep the pig.
Hey, Chief, they don't suspect a thing. We'll finally get payback from all that bacon they've been eating.
Excellent!
Marvin, guess what came in the mail today?
These nuts!
My grandparents' ashes.
Aw. Wait, your grandparents' ashes? Like, both of them?
Yeah, Marvin. They wanted to be mixed together for all eternity.
Wait, so they're both inside this thing? Ew, is that their ashes?
Yes, Marvin. They died and they were cremated. They wanted to be put in this priceless, one-of-a-kind vase that's been passed down from generation to generation in my family.
Well, can we put it, like, in the closet or something? I don't want to look at it. It's weird.
Oh, no, Marvin. They love kitchens. They said when we die, put us in the kitchen.
Okay, well, I'm not going to sit in the kitchen and look at your grandparents' death sand, okay? I'm going to go upstairs.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. Are you ready to kick the soccer ball in the house?
Yeah! But, Junior, what if we break something?
Cody, are you 40 years old? What if we break something?
Yeah, be a kid for once. Well, I just don't want to get in trouble.
We're not going to get in trouble. Hey, Jeffy, I'm going to kick the ball to you first.
Okay. I got it. My turn.
Watch this! What was that?
It sounded like you broke something.
It sounded like you broke something. Cody, that's what you sound like. If you ever want to know what you sound like, that's what you sound like.
Well, okay, that doesn't change that you broke something.
Okay, how do you know I broke something?
Because there was a loud crash from the kitchen.
But what if there's a speaker in there that plays crashing glass sounds?
Why would you have that?
You know there's like little machines that play nature noises? Maybe it's on the crashing glass sound channel.
Yeah, that sounds very relaxing. Crashing glass sounds. I'd like to fall asleep to that. But
guys, do you think I broke something?
No.
See, look, guys, it's 3-1, so I didn't break anything.
Okay, let's go check.
Okay, what do I get when there's nothing broken there?
$5.
Okay, I'm gonna get $5.
Okay.
Oh no! What happened here?
Junior, this is the thing you broke.
Wait, so there's not a machine that makes broken glass noises in here?
No, you don't have one of those.
Yes, I do. And what is all this stuff?
I think it's someone's ashes.
Wow, they have a serious smoking problem if they have that much ashes.
But no, Junior, I mean like human ashes. Like this used to be people.
Dude, this is a lot of people.
All right, guys, okay, what are we gonna do about this?
But what are we gonna do? Junior, you're the one who broke it.
What? No, we all broke it because we all kicked the soccer ball.
But you hit it last.
No, Jeffy hit it last.
No, you hit it last.
Guys, it doesn't matter that Jeffy hit it last. We just have to focus on cleaning it up. So I'm going to sweep up the ashes and let's put it inside a vase that looks just like it.
Junior, where are we going to find a vase that looks just like this one?
Hey, guys, look at this vase I found that looks just like that one.
Jeffy! Come on, we needed that. All right, who did it?
Jeffy did it.
What?
Yeah, Jeffy did it.
Yeah, Jeffy did it.
Oh, screw you guys!
That's it, Jeffy, you're grounded!
But I didn't do it!
Your friends ratted you out and said you did it, so you're coming with me! All right, Jeffy, that's it, you're grounded!
But I didn't break the vase!
Yes, you did!
Well, I didn't break the first vase, but I broke the second vase.
There was only one vase, Jeffy.
No, there wasn't, there were two vases!
No, the one-of-a-kind priceless handed out for generations!
Exactly, there was only one vase, Jeffy.
Guys, if there were two vases, go ahead and hit the like button and the subscribe button. Prove them wrong.
Jeffy, there was only one vase and you broke it because your friend said you broke it.
My friends are no longer my friends anymore because they framed me. Jeffy gets framed. It's a title of the video.
Jeffy, you're grounded for a month.
This house is a prison.
Go to your room.
Daddy, I'm going to prove to you that my friends framed me.
Okay, then do that then. But you're the one who broke it. It's okay, baby. We'll go sweep it up and we'll put it in like a litter box or something. All right, guys, what color do you think goes next?
Oh, dude, totally the orange one.
Oh, definitely orange.
No.
What's up, D-bags?
Oh, hey, Jeffy, sorry we had to blame it on you.
Because of you guys, I lost TV for a month!
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
Yeah, sorry, Jeffy.
You guys better go tell my dad the truth, or else I'm gonna ruin all of your lives!
But they already think you did it, so just take the blame on this one.
So you've chosen death. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Dude, what is Jeffy gonna do?
I don't know. He's not gonna do anything. All right, guys, I think blue is next.
No.
All right, guys, I think we put them in the perfect order.
You guys cannot be serious.
Well, you can't do it any better.
Guys, I think I'm just gonna go get Ken and go home.
Wait, where'd you leave Ken at?
Oh, he's on the couch downstairs. I left Ken right here. Wait, what's this? If you ever want to see Ken again, admit that I didn't break the vase! Jeffy must have taken Ken! Junior, you have to go admit that you broke the vase right now!
What? No! I'm not gonna get grounded just so you can get your stupid dumb doll back!
But Junior, I need Ken back!
Well, look, nothing's gonna happen to Ken!
But what if he hurts him?
Dude, he's a doll!
Yeah, he's a doll. How is he gonna hurt a dumb doll? He's not gonna hurt him.
Who's that?
Who's that? Hello? Hello?
Oh, down there, dude!
What? Hey, Cody, there's a package here for you.
But to me, but this is your house.
I know, that's weird. We should open it. So, Cody, why did a package for you come to my house?
I don't know. It's really weird.
What'd you order? New glasses?
New glasses?
Yeah, new glasses.
Why would I order new glasses?
Because you love to collect glasses and wear them.
But do you think I wear glasses because I collect glasses? No, I wear glasses because my eyes don't work right.
So did you order new eyes?
New eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to open the box now.
What? Kid's head!
Where's the rest of it?
Wait, there's no more pieces of him in there?
No, it's just his head! What? Junior, we have to go tell the truth right now!
What? No! I'm not gonna tell the truth just because you got Kid's head!
But Junior, look what he did to him!
Hold on, maybe the other pieces will come in the mail. See, look, that might be another box with another piece to him. Come on. Hello?
Mom? Dad? What are you doing here? We're very disappointed in you, Cody. What did I do? You ate a Baconator, Cody. We're Jewish. We're not supposed to eat pork. I didn't eat a Baconator. Oh, yeah? Well, then why did we find this Baconator wrapper in your room, along with a note that says, ha, 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 I ate this Baconator from Wendy's?
So you're gonna laugh in our face? Ooh, you're gonna burn a Jewish hell for that.
Why would I leave a note about something I'm not allowed to do? Because you're just that cocky, Cody. You didn't think you'd get caught. Why couldn't you just have eaten a Dave's Double? Well, I did! I love Dave's Doubles! I get them all the time!
I don't want to hear you coming home right now, okay?
We're gonna give you a Spankinator. Tell the truth, Junior!
Well, I don't want to get grounded!
Whoa, dude, Cody's life is ruined, just like Jeffy said.
Well, do you think Jeffy's gonna try to ruin our lives?
Nah, I don't have parents, so I'd love to see him try. Give me your best shot.
Who's the door? Hello?
Joseph? Mommy? Yes, I came back because I love you and I want to be a family again.
Really?
Yes. Mommy! Why?
You guys ready to tell the truth?
Jeffy, you ruined my life!
Then tell the truth!
Or Jeffy, just stop doing this!
Then tell the truth!
Whew. Oh, man. Oh, it's really hot in that thing. All right, kid, you get my $100?
Yeah, it's right here in my diaper. You can go ahead and grab it.
Thank you. Man, you really made that guy feel pretty bad.
Yeah, he got me grounded.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'd feel bad if I were you, but whatever. Let me know if you need anything else. I got a whole bunch more costumes.
All right, thanks.
My famous soup is almost ready. Oh, hey, Jeffy. What are you doing? Wait, why are you getting closer to me? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it!
I'm so sorry, Joseph.
Dude, my whole life is ruined. Just tell the truth.
Well, I don't want to get grounded.
Dude, just tell the truth.
Junior, dinner's ready.
Oh, dinner's ready. Oh, man, I'm so hungry. What did Chef Peepee make me?
Oh, he made you his famous soup.
Wait, what's in this?
Chef Peepee?
What? No, I know he made the soup, but what's in this?
Chef Peepee.
Chef Peepee.
You killed Chef Peepee!
Yep, and I'm going to keep going until you tell the truth.
No, I want Chef Peepee back!
Are you going to tell the truth?
Oh, yes, okay, fine. I'll go tell your dad. I'll go tell that you didn't do it.
All right, good.
Oh, man, you got Junior so good.
Yep, here's your $100.
Thank you very much. That'll teach him a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want the truth? Okay, Jeffy did not break your stupid, dumb grandparents' face. I broke it. I was the last one to kick the soccer ball, and I'm the one who broke it. So ungrounded so we can stop killing our families.
Mother? Father? I demand an apology.
Wait, so Jeffy, you did not break that vase?
Nope. Well, I broke the second one, but not the first one.
So your friends lied?
Yes, they framed me.
Wait, the title of the video. Jeffy gets framed. We should have paid attention.
Yeah, I've been telling you guys that.
Well, Jeffy, we're sorry for grounding you. We just thought you did it.
Now kiss my hand.
Kiss your hand?
Kiss my hand.
Ow! Now don't you ever try to take my TV away from me again.
Now, which one of you is going to go sweep up Grandma and Grandpa?
Thanks, baby.
Mommy, what are donuts?
They're good, Jeffy.
Well, of course you would say nuts are good. You're a girl.
Well, Jeffy, don't say that. They have nothing to do with nuts.
Then why are they called donuts?
What? I don't know.
Are they made out of nuts?
No.
Are they made out of dough?
Yeah, like 100% dough.
Okay, so then where did the nuts come in at? Did the chef rub his nuts all over them?
But Jeffy, don't say that. No, no one rubbed their nuts on them.
Well, do they look like a nut sack?
No.
Well, then show me.
Baby, show them.
Okay, Jeffy, look.
Look what they look like.
Dang, that looks nothing like a nut sack.
See, I told you, it has nothing to do with nut sacks. It's just dough. Call them dough circles.
Well, I think they look like big Cheerios.
That's what they are. They're really big Cheerios, and they're really good. You should have some.
Oh, okay, Dang, I'm gonna give me a big Cheerio.
Which one do I want?
Dang, why is this big Cheerio gold?
What? Baby, did you order a golden donut?
No, I don't know how that got in there.
Why did we get a golden donut?
Look, Marvin, let's watch TV.
Hey there. Do you like donuts? If you do, go buy a box of donuts. And if you find the golden donut, you'll win a lifetime supply of free donuts. Go buy them now.
Wow, we really just won a lifetime supply of donuts.
We're gonna get so fat, Marvin.
Actually, I won the lifetime supply of donuts because I found the golden donut.
But I bought them, Jeffy.
But baby, don't argue. Look, we're not gonna claim that prize because that's so unhealthy. We don't need a lifetime supply of donuts.
You're right, Marvin.
Well, then can I go claim the prize?
No, Jeffy, we don't need a lifetime supply of donuts. That's so unhealthy.
Oh, man, Daddy. All right, well, if you need me, I'll be in my room just eating these donuts and not going to go claim the prize for a lifetime supply of donuts and become the donut king or anything. Yep, so if you need me, I'll be in my room, Daddy.
Okay, Jeffy.
Hear ye, hear ye. I am the ruler of the donuts. I am the donut king.
Whoa, Jeffy, how'd you get so many donuts?
Well, Junior, I found this golden donut, and I won a lifetime supply of donuts, and now every time I want some, they send me hundreds of them because I'm the donut king.
Well, can I get a donut?
No, Junior, I'm sorry, but if I give one to you, I'll have to give one to all the peasants.
Oh, you just have hundreds of them, so I thought I could probably have one.
Well, how about this, Junior? If you want a donut from the king, something amazing you must bring. To trade.
To trade?
Yeah, you gotta trade me something cool for a donut.
Well, can I just give you money?
No, I don't want money, Junior. I want something cool.
What can I trade you for a donut? Ooh, I know. I got something. How about this? It's a megaphone. It makes you talk really loud.
Give me shit.
Beep, beep. All right, Junior, you got yourself a trade. You may pick out one donut.
Yay, I get a donut!
This thing is so pee-pee.
I feel so sick from eating donuts.
I ate way too many donuts.
See, that's exactly why we weren't going to claim the lifetime supply of donuts, because it just make you feel so awful after you eat them.
Ugh. Look, Marvin, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. There's a worldwide donut shortage ever since this kid won a lifetime supply of donuts and requested that all of them be brought to his donut kingdom.
He didn't.
Jeffy, we told you not to claim those donuts. Jeffy!
Yes, Father?
We told you not to claim those donuts.
Bow to the king.
What?
Bow to the king.
I'm not bowing to you.
Bow,
hey. No, Jeffy.
Marvin, maybe we should just bow and get it over with.
I'm not bowing to him.
Danny, your shoes untied. Thanks for bowing to the king.
But I didn't bow to you.
Mommy, your toes are untied.
What?
Thanks for bowing to the king.
We did not bow to you, Jeffy. Look, we're getting rid of all these donuts.
Danny, we can't get rid of my donuts because I'm the donut king and this is my donut kingdom.
Jeffy, I told you not to claim those donuts.
Danny, you don't get a lifetime supply of donuts and not claim them.
Well, Jeffy, look, we're going to get rid of all these donuts right now, okay?
Please leave the kingdom.
I'm not leaving. It's not a kingdom.
Guard!
Yes, my liege.
I requested that they leave the Donut Kingdom, and they're not leaving.
Leave the Donut Kingdom.
It's not a kingdom, it's a bed full of donuts in my house!
The king wants you to leave.
He's not even a king, that's a Burger King crown!
Look, leave or you'll be sorry.
What are you gonna do about it, dolphin boy?
Okay, that's racist, and if you don't leave, I'm gonna give you a tail whooping. A dolphin tail whooping. I'm gonna whoop you with my tail, is what I'm saying.
Baby, let's just get out of here.
They're a bunch of bullies!
Oh, look at that on the TV, Karen. There's a donut shortage, huh? How about that?
No, boy, I don't want to look at the TV. I just want to cuddle with you. It's cuddle time.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, Karen, my phone's ringing.
No, buddy, you got to cuddle with me. It's cuddle time.
Not cuddle time, it's answer the phone time, Karen. Get off of me. I got to answer the phone. Hello? Wait, really? The chief? Wait. Oh, my God. Okay, I'll be right over.
Buddy, what's going on?
It's the chief. He's dying.
Oh, no!
Chief, what's going on?
I'm dying, guy.
No, don't say that. What's wrong?
Wrong right here.
Oh, Dr. Something Wong. What is wrong?
Wrong a girl.
No, I mean, what's wrong with him?
Oh, he dying. He dying real fast. He donut blood sugar be going and crash. He need donut. He need donut right now.
Really, sir? You need a donut?
Yeah, guy. Whenever you become the chief of police, you have to have a donut every 24 hours or else you die.
Oh, no. But chief, the donuts are sold out all over the world. Ever since that damn kid had to go and win that stupid contest.
Well, guy, it looks like I'm gonna die then. Tell my wife I was cheating on her.
No, sir. You're gonna tell her that yourself because you're gonna make it.
You really think so, guy?
I know so, sir. I'm gonna get a donut.
Well, you better hurry because the heart rate monitor video only 4 minutes long.
Okay, I'm gonna hurry right now. I'll go.
Hurry up, damn it.
Marvin.
What?
Ever since Jeffy kicked you out of Donut Kingdom, you've been angrily eating those baked beans.
Yeah, I like baked beans. When I'm stressed out, I eat baked beans. It's my new thing. Every character has a thing. My new thing is baked beans.
It's a little weird.
No, every character has a favorite food. Like, you know, like Woody, like shrimp, and Shrek, like cheesecake. I like baked beans. That's my thing now. There's someone at the door. Hold on. Hello.
Oh, hey, is your son who won all the donuts here?
Yeah, he's upstairs in his donut kingdom.
His what?
His donut kingdom. Ever since he won all those donuts, he made a kingdom in his room.
Okay, well, I really, really need one of those donuts.
Well, so does everyone in the world. They made a line outside his room.
What? Really?
Yeah, there's a line. So if you want a donut, just go join the line.
Okay. What? Oh, come on. This line is ridiculous. I know. Tell me about it. I've been here for 45 minutes. What, 45 minutes? Hey, Poobie. Hey, Poobie, let me skip you. No. Come on. Hey, Logan. Logan, let me get in front of you.
No.
Oh, come on. Okay. I can see why the movie never came out. Yeah, you guys were too busy waiting in line for donuts. Wait, is that Elena? Elena! Can I get in front of you?
No.
The SNL crew sucks. I'm disliking all your videos. Hey, Poobie, how's your bum arm? Oh, ha ha. Okay, this sucks. I'm gonna go talk to the guard.
I've been in line for 30 minutes. What's taking so long?
Sorry, ma'am. The Donut King is very busy. You'll just have to be patient.
Okay.
Coming through. Sorry.
Hey, no skipping.
Oh, come on. You play like one character.
I play two characters. I play your wife, Bitey.
Oh, okay. Don't even start. Hey, man, no skipping. Oh, come on. I'm a cop. I'm an officer of the law. Don't you have like a donut line skip pass?
No, you'll just have to wait in line like everybody else.
Hey, what's that?
Where? Nice try.
All right, send the next one in.
All right, next. Oh, me.
Hey!
I said next.
Hey, I'm here. I was next. Just don't ask anybody else. Okay, can I have a donut now?
Bow to the king.
What?
Bow to the king.
Oh, yes, your highness. Anything for a donut. Okay, can I have one?
If you want a donut from the king, something amazing you must bring.
To trade.
What, to trade?
Yeah, you gotta trade me something for a donut.
Well, okay, I have cash. Can I just give you that?
Nope, I want something cool for a donut.
Look, man, I have a 20. How about I just give you a 20?
No, you gotta trade me something cool. See, I got like this pocket bowling game. I got this megaphone. I got a flashlight and a stapler. You gotta trade me something cool if you want a donut.
Okay, so just like junk?
No, something cool.
Okay, look, man. My boss is dying, okay? And if he doesn't get a donut, he's gonna die, alright? So I really...
Bored!
Do you not have a heart?
Bored.
Well, I don't know what to get. You can have my hat. Do you want my hat? I'll give you my hat.
No, I already have a crown that says Burger King.
What? Okay, well, maybe my tie? I'll give you my whole outfit.
No, you gotta trade me something or else leave the kingdom.
Well, I don't have anything to trade. I don't know what to get. Just give me a damn donut.
Leave the kingdom.
What? No, I need...
Leave the kingdom.
No, I'm gonna take a donut.
Guard!
Oh, don't call him.
Guard!
Already pissed.
Hey, what's up, Your Highness?
Kick him out of the kingdom.
Oh, good. He skipped in line anyway.
Oh, come on, come on!
And stay out! I don't want to see your face in the Donut Kingdom ever again.
Well, fine. I don't want to be in the stupid Donut Kingdom anyway. It's stupid and dumb. I do really need a donut, though. Where am I gonna get one?
Oh, Karen! She's not banned.
Yeah, I'll just get her.
Okay, Karen, here, take this. Go.
Well, I don't understand what you're trying to get me to do here.
It's very simple, Karen. I just need you to take this Dig Dug machine into the Donut Kingdom and give it to the Donut King in exchange for a donut.
But, Boynie, I don't understand why you don't just go to the store to get a donut!
What, Karen, don't you think if it was that simple, I would have done it already? They're sold out everywhere. Haven't you seen the news?
Boynie, I'm sorry that I'm not as obsessed with donuts as you are.
I'm not obsessed with donuts, Karen. Hey, kitty.
Oh, it's a Kit Kat! Boynie, this is crazy!
Well, it's not crazy, Karen. Just go talk to the dolphin.
Boynie, do you understand how ridiculous this sounds? Listen to what you're telling me to do. You need me to talk to a dolphin to get to the Donut Kingdom to trade the Dig Dug machine for a donut from the Donut King to get to the doctor to give you a dying boss on his deathbed!
Yes. Can you do it?
Okay, Boynie, but this just sounds crazy!
Okay, here, take it, go. Oh, why is she taking so long?
Hey, Boynie, I got your donut!
Oh, Karen, you got the donut! Wait, why is there a bite taken out of it?
Oh, I got hungry on the way out.
Karen, I guess it doesn't matter, it's fine, but wait, where's your dress?
Oh, I really wanted to keep the Dig Dug machine, Boynie.
Good choice. All right, Karen, you got the donut, I can save my boss!
He better hurry!
Chief, I got the donut!
Aw, you're too late. He died.
No!
All right, hold on. Let me just restart the video.
Guy! Chief, quick, eat the donut!
Guy, you saved my life!
I'd do anything for you, sir.
Ew!
All right, Daddy. I gave away all my donuts.
What, you gave away all your donuts?
I sure did. So the Donut Kingdom is no more.
What'd you trade for all your donuts?
Well, someone traded me a Ferrari for all my donuts.
A Ferrari for all your donuts?
Yep.
Well, you know what? I'm glad. You don't need that many donuts anyway. Those are unhealthy. You need to eat something healthy, like baked beans.
Ew.
What? Baby, look what I just found. I found the golden baked bean. You know what that means? Baked beans for the rest of my life.
Oh, no.
All hail the baked bean king who wants to trade me a Ferrari for all my baked beans.
No.
Tomorrow is Korean Day, so what you're gonna do is, you're gonna have your parents come with you to school tomorrow, and they're gonna tell the class what they do for a living. And if they don't come to school with you, then you fail.
What if we don't have parents?
Then I suggest you pay someone to pretend to be your parent tomorrow.
Okay.
My dad doesn't even have a job. He just sits at home and watches TV all day.
I don't even know what my parents do.
And one more thing, Crass. Whoever parent has the coolest job will win an iPhone 13 that my son made in shop.
An iPhone 13? I want that!
Me too! Aw, oh, dude, that's not fair! I don't have parents! Cody, can I borrow one of yours?
Back off, Joseph. Get your own parent.
Dude, you have two. You can share.
Guys, my dad's gonna get a really cool job, and he's gonna be at your parents' jobs.
Nuh-uh.
No, he's not, Junior. Your dad just sits at home and watches TV all day.
Well, I'll show you guys a really cool job.
My daddy has the coolest job. He's the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
My parents aren't there for me. That's why I bully people.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Jeffy. How was school?
It was good. Tomorrow's career day, so I need you to come to my school and tell everyone in my class that you're the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
Wait, tomorrow's career day?
Yep.
And I have to go in front of your class and tell them what I do for a job?
Uh-huh.
Marvin, what is your job?
I do stuff. I work. I clean around the house. I don't have a job.
You don't have a job? How do we pay our bills?
We get unemployment checks, baby.
Marvin, what are you going to do tomorrow when you tell the whole class you don't have a job? Jeffy will be embarrassed.
Well, no, I can tell him I'm the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
Bingo.
Marvin, all the other parents are the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, too.
But don't tell Jeffy that. Hold on, let me see who that is. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, it's that time of the month again. Where's your house payment?
I don't have the money for my house payment this month.
You don't have your money for your house payment? Every month with this, Marvin. How do you get money? Johnny, do you not have a job?
Well, no, I don't have a job. I mean,
you don't have a job?
Well, I'm looking.
No wonder you can't pay your house payment. Why don't you have a job?
I've been looking. I just don't know who's hiring.
Everyone's hiring. Why don't you go get a job at Footlong Wieners? They're hiring. They'll hire anybody.
What place is that?
It's a hot dog shop.
Okay, I will go in a few weeks. And
no, you will go right now. Actually, you're going to go right this second. Come on. Well, you're going to go there. And if you don't have your house payment and a job by tomorrow, you're going to be seeing my Footlong Wiener.
Okay, let me go grab my keys.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He said the house payment's due. It. Jeffy, stop it. You're distracting me. Jeffy, you're distracting me. Go. It was Goodman. He said my house payment was due and I need to get a job.
You do need to get a job.
Well, what do you do for a job?
I cook and clean and look pretty.
I wish I could do what you do and look pretty. I need to get a job because I don't want to embarrass Jeffy tomorrow. I'm going to go apply for one.
Hey there, welcome to Footlong Wieners. What kind of hot dog do you want?
Oh, I'm not hungry. I was wondering if you guys were hiring.
No, we're not hiring.
Well, you have that sign right there that says we hire.
Damn it, I thought I took that down. Okay, yes, we're hiring. I just don't like doing interviews.
Well, what positions do you have open?
Well, we don't really have any positions. Oh, we need a new sign holder.
A sign holder?
Yeah, you know, somebody who wears a big goofy hot dog costume and stands on the corner holding a sign that says Taste My Wiener.
Wait, a big hot dog outfit? Like, it's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, I know. That's why no one wants the job. As a matter of fact, the last guy that had the job died of heat stroke.
He died of a heat stroke?
Yeah, he's still in the costume right now.
When did he die?
This morning. Yeah, poor bastard.
Well, how much does it pay?
Oh, it pays a whopping $8 an hour.
I really need the job.
Okay, I'll go peel the costume off the dead guy. Wait, what size are you? It doesn't matter. You're gonna look stupid in the costume anyway.
Oh man, this costume's so hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be out here in that.
So what do I have to do?
Well, you just have to hold this sign and yell Taste My Wiener at passing cars.
I'm not gonna yell that!
Oh, come on, you have to. It's advertising for a restaurant.
They're not gonna know what I'm talking about.
Believe me, when they see this sign, they're gonna want a hot dog and they're gonna come to Footlong Wieners.
Okay, well, can you get me some water? It's really hot outside.
No, because you're not selling water. That would just be confusing for people. I mean, I can blend up a hot dog and you can drink that.
That's disgusting! That's not gonna hydrate me!
Well, just hold the sign.
Okay. Taste My Wiener! Come taste my wiener!
Taste my wiener?
Taste my wiener.
Hey, you need to cut that out. There's kids around here.
Well, they can have one too.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, it's a footlong. It's a hot dog at Footlong Wieners.
I doubt it's that big.
Well, it is. You can go inside and check it out.
No, there's kids around here.
I wonder if Marvin found a job. Marvin, you look awful.
Yeah, Dan, it looks like someone beat your meat, and not in a good way.
I just got done with my job.
What is your job?
I'm a sign holder for Footlong Wieners. I stand by the road and I yell, Taste My Wiener at traffic.
That's the only job you could find?
Yeah, it pays $8 an hour, and you get a heat stroke, and people beat you up.
Wow, that'll pay the mortgage.
So, Dan, you ready for career day tomorrow?
I think it would be less embarrassing for me to say I don't have a job.
Oh, no, Dan, come on. Let's show everyone your wiener.
All right, class, today is career day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you up one by one, and then your parents are going to come up to the board and tell the class what they do for a living. Okay, let's start with, Cody, you, bring your parents up to the class.
Ooh, it's our turn.
Oh, I'm so nervous, I didn't change my tampon.
Baby, I told you to change it before we left.
Guys, just remember what we practiced, okay? Please don't embarrass me. Mom, remember, you work at a dentist's office.
And I'm an astronaut, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Come on. Okay, guys, talk. Hello, little children. My name is Judith, and I'm an OnlyFans model. Wait, Mom, you're not supposed to tell them that. Oh, Cody, the truth is always better than a lie. I sell pictures of myself naked.
Yeah, my name's Tyrone, and I'm an astronaut. I explore booty. You ever seen the planet Uranus? I've been there. Tell them about it, baby. Tell them about it.
Oh, it's true. We took a picture of him dressed up like an astronaut, just going, okay, I think we're done here. Come on.
Thank you, Cody's parents. I'll be sure to subscribe to your OnlyFans. All right, Joseph, you're next.
Come on, Hansel, it's our turn. Now, remember what I told you. You're a football player, okay?
Beer.
I'm not old enough to buy beer. Just come on. All right, guys, this is a homeless guy paid to be my dad. He's a football player. He's won 3 Super Bowls. Tell him.
Touchdown.
Yeah, that's his touchdown dance.
I pissed.
Oh, God. He can't control his bladder from all the concussions he's gotten.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. All right, Penelope, you're up next.
You ready, Dad?
Yeah, let's just get this over with. I got a lot of jobs to go do.
You're never there for me, Dad.
What do you want from me, Penelope? I don't like being around your mother because she's so fat.
Hi, my name's Penelope.
We know who you are.
Shut up, Junior.
Come on, let her talk, man. See, I got you.
And my dad has a lot of jobs. Tell him about it, Dad.
Yeah, I'm a cop, I'm a doctor, I'm a firefighter. I mean, you know, you've seen me around. I do everything.
Except raise me.
Oh, come on, that's only because I can't stand to be around your mother. I'd rather work every minute of every day than be around her.
She raises me better than you do.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, hold on. Hey, class, I bet I know what you're wondering. You're wondering, why isn't Penelope's mother here today on career day? I wonder what her career could be. Oh, I'll tell you what her career is. Her career is sitting on her fat ass and collecting the child support check she gets from me. Oh, and let's not forget her other career, eating at the buffet every single day. Oh, and then there's the best one. She also has a job working as Shamu at SeaWorld. You know, she really wanted to be here today, but they couldn't fit her through the door because she's a whale.
Mom doesn't talk this badly about you.
Well, because there's nothing bad to say about me. Look at me. I'm perfect. I'm gorgeous. I mean, you're kind of thin yourself, but that's only because your mother doesn't let you eat. She asks you if you want a plate, and then she leaves and just never comes back because she eats it.
You're embarrassing me.
Oh, I'm embarrassing you. Oh, have you seen your mother at the Golden Corral? That's embarrassing. Hey, have they banned her from there yet?
Oh my God, I hate you!
Anyway, kids, that's Korea Day. So, you know, just don't get married and don't have kids.
All right. Thank you, Penelope's dad. Very inspirational. Something we can all get behind. Anyway, all right, Patrick, you're next.
Come on, Danny, it's our turn.
Hey, everybody. My daddy's a circus clown, and he can juggle, and he cleans up elephant poop. Show him, Dad.
Hey, everybody. Watch this. Oh.
See, it just keeps going and going. Uh-oh, I think he swallowed too many napkins.
Thank you, Patrick. All right, Junior, you're next.
All right, Dad, it's our turn.
Let's get this over with. You know I don't want to be here.
I know. All right, guys, this is my dad. Tell him what you do.
Oh, I'm Junior's dad. I sit on my butt all day and watch TV and collect disability checks.
Oh, you should meet my ex-wife. She does the same thing. You two would be perfect for each other. You hear that, Penelope? You want this guy to be your dad?
Ooh, you could have a sister, Junior.
Well, no, I'm trying to date her.
Oh, that would be weird.
Come on, Dad.
All right. Thank you, Junior and Junior's dad. All right, Jeffy, you're next.
Oh, look, Daddy, it's our turn.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Everyone else had really cool jobs.
Well, I think you're cool, Daddy. You're just a beat-up wiener. Come on.
Hello, my name is Marvin. I work at Footlong Wieners. I'm the sign holder. I stand outside dressed as a hot dog, and I say, come taste my wiener.
Yep, he sure does.
Hey, I told you to stop. This kid's in here.
Oh, no, it's just my job.
Hey, stop eating my wiener.
How was career day, Marvin?
I got beat up again by the same guy that beat me up earlier because he's the dad of one of the sons there.
And he was an astronaut.
Ooh, you should be an astronaut, Marvin.
I don't think you want me to be the same type of astronaut he is.
Was everyone impressed with your job?
I don't know. I got knocked out.
Yeah, everyone loved him being a wiener, but I think it was a good idea not to tell everyone that he's the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. I didn't want all my friends to get jealous.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get it. I'll answer it. Hello?
What the hell are you wearing?
Because
by the looks of it, you don't have my house payment. And I will not accept that as payment. I get enough of that from my massage parlor.
Oh, no, this is for my job. I hold the sign and I yell, taste my wiener.
Mm-hmm. You think I could borrow that sign, Marvin? I want to wear it around my house so my maid will see it.
Well, I need this sign for my job.
Well, I'll accept that as payment. And also, can I get a picture?
What? No.
Too late.
What? No, don't take pictures of me.
You think I can get a selfie?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
No.
All right. See you later, wiener.
What? No.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He wanted my house payment. So guess who paid our bills for the month?
You did!
I'm one happy wiener.
Guys, check it out. I got the new iPhone.
How'd you get that?
Oh, well, I had the coolest job today at Korea Day, so my daughter won it. But I took it away from her because I was too afraid my ex-wife might eat it since it's an Apple product. But what am I thinking? She'd never eat an apple. That's too healthy. No, she'd want a caramel apple or an apple pie or an apple cider. I mean, you get it. She's fat. She's a hippo.
Oh.
Anyway, Marvin, you're fired.
Fired for what?
Well, we got a lot of complaints from people saying that you holding a sign that said, taste my wiener, made them uncomfortable.
You told me to hold that sign.
Yeah, but we're kind of doing like a 180 with the company, so we're going to start selling burgers and have people hold signs that say, put your meat between my buns. We think that'll go a lot better.
Well, can I have that job?
Yeah, sure. You can start on Monday.
Yay, I got a new job already.
Yay.
Good.
Marvin, Jeffy's gonna be late to school.
Jeffy, get in here.
What's up, Daddy?
Well, Jeffy, you're gonna be late to school. What are you wearing?
Well, first of all, Daddy, my name's not Jeffy, it's Jeffy Koo, and this is my Dragon Ball outfit.
Dragon Ball outfit? What's a Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball? Because I'm gonna be dragging my balls across your face.
Jeffy, take that off. You're not wearing it at school.
Aw, Marvin, let him wear it. Jeffy, I think orange is your color.
Thanks, Mommy.
Yeah, orange is his color. It's the color of the jumpsuit he's gonna be wearing in prison when he goes to prison for not being punished as a kid. Jeffy, take that off.
No, Daddy, I'm not gonna take this off. You get to wear the same outfit all the time, and you don't even take a shower.
I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want, Jeffy. You're not wearing that to school. Take it off.
Daddy, you're not gonna like what I'm gonna do next.
What are you doing?
See, you got Kai blasting, you didn't even realize.
Take it off or you're grounded.
You can't ground me, because if you ground me, then I'm gonna Kamehame Hakuna Matata you. Kame Hakuna Matata!
All right, Jeffy, just go to school.
All right.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be learning about the brain.
Hey, Cody, your mom gave me brain last night.
What? Ha! Good one, dude.
Hey, Cody, what's your mom's favorite part of the brain?
What?
The medulla oblongata.
I seen it. No, you didn't.
All right, let's learn parts of the brain. The front of your brain is called the frontal lobe. The back of your brain is called the occipital lobe. And then right here in the middle, you have a hippocampus.
Oh, there's a campus full of hippos in my brain?
No, idiot. That's just what it's called.
Teacher, are there hippos in my brain? What's a hippocampus?
The hippocampus is where your memories are stored. And a good way to remember that is if there was a hippo on campus, it would be very memorable.
Oh.
You must not have a hippocampus, because you can't remember anything because you're an idiot.
Call me an idiot one more time.
And the amygdala is the part of your brain that controls your anger. So when you're really, really mad, it's your amygdala.
Hey, idiot. Why you get so mad, idiot? Is your amygdala acting up? Huh? Idiot! What the?
Come in, oh, Daddy!
Jesus Christ! What was that?
Jeffy, are you okay?
Jesus Christ, Junior.
Dude, his power level is over 9,000!
9,000?
What power level? What are you talking about? How do you know his power level?
Dude, you don't have a scouter?
I never joined the Boy Scouts.
Junior, he's going Super Saiyan.
Super Satan?
No, not Satan. Saiyan.
What's he saying?
Look at his hair, dude.
It's blonde.
Yeah, the brighter his hair gets, the more powerful he becomes. Yeah, dude.
I thought blondes were stupid.
No, not if they're male.
I'm so confused.
Junior, we really just need to get out of here.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Oh, Jeffy, you go Super Saiyan? Well, that's no match for my purple finger laser.
Oh, you messed up now.
Oh, Jeffy Koo. Very, very weak Kai Blast. Now prepare for the most powerful purple finger laser you've ever seen. Two in the pink, one in the pink!
Oh, yeah? Well, watch this. Come on, Daddy!
Oh, how are you stronger than purple finger? It's my right weakness!
You asked for this!
What the?
Alright, time to run your lunch like a weird kid. Oh, what is that?
Oh,
is that a Dragon Ball? Only need six more of these.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school today?
It was good, Daddy Gook.
Wait, what is that?
It's a Dragon Ball, and I just need six more balls. Right now, I only have one ball because I'm like Lance Armstrong.
Ooh, Jeffy, earlier today I found a ball just like that.
Gimme, see it.
Here you go.
Gimme, Gook. F yeah. All right, Daddy, now I got two Dragon Balls. Now I just need five more.
Jeffy, that's only four fingers.
Oh, well, just imagine I have one more finger, that's how many more balls I need. I need five more Dragon Balls.
Why do you need five more?
Because once I get all seven Dragon Balls, I can summon the dragon and he'll grant me a wish.
Do you get picked on at school acting like this?
Yeah, I'm gonna kick his ass!
Jeffy!
What, Jeffy, like, do you have friends acting like this?
Marvin!
I'm being serious, baby, he's acting weird.
Daddy, don't you dare disrespect Dragon Ball Z! He's serious!
I just want to make sure you're not getting bullied, you know?
Daddy, you're gonna make me go Super Saiyan!
A
poop my pants, Daddy.
Just don't hurt yourself, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. I'm gonna go look for more Dragon Balls.
I just hope this is a phase.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. My enchiladas are almost done.
I sense balls.
Oh, there's two more Dragon Balls right there! Hey, you! Give me your Dragon Balls! No way! No way you can't have my Dragon Balls! I'll destroy the world before I let you have my Dragon Balls!
Hand over your balls, or I'll make you hand them over.
I'd like to see you try.
All right, you asked for it the hard way. Come
in! You really thought you were more powerful than me? Oh, just wait till you see my Galagun!
It's not more powerful than when I go Super Saiyan!
None!
My nipples are so hard right now! Nipple beam!
Nipple beam? Just impossible!
Those balls are mine now!
Marvin, what was all that noise?
I don't know.
Check it out, Danny. I got four Dragon Balls. I just need three more to summon the dragon.
Jeffy, were you breaking stuff downstairs?
No, don't worry about it, Daddy. You don't even understand Dragon Ball Z. But I'm gonna go look for the other three.
Come on, Ken, it's your turn. Come on, hurry up, just hit one.
I smell balls.
Oh, there they are! There's two more Dragon Balls right there! Hey, you! Hand over your Dragon Balls!
Oh, no, you don't. I don't give you consent to grab my balls.
Well, they all belong to you, so hand them over!
Oh, you don't want to fight me. I'm too powerful.
Not as powerful as me when I go Super Saiyan!
Oh, you don't want to see my final form. I'm too hunky.
I guess we'll see about that. You done messed up now, boy!
Pathetic. Now I'll